launching. Now launching. The dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
I'm just saying, how many rock stars have you read about who are like, yeah, and then the pills started happening? Because it's so...
Why do you have...
So intense.
Why do you have to crap on my coma?
Not. I was just pointing out.
That is a sentence I didn't think I'd say today. Why do you have to crap on my coma? It's my coma.
All right.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
Bah! Bah!
This is stupid. This is man. And bone.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Oh, it's a girthy show today.
Oh, girthy.
Large and in charge. Inside the NFL, all the news and notes you need coming up at 3:48. Rapid fire. In the 4 o'clock hour. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. What is the game, Boner?
The game this week is pretty straightforward. The Indy 500 is this weekend, so we're going to do real or fake Indy 500 driver. It's one of my favorite games of the year. Do it every year. I would probably read some of the same names from last year's Indy 500, and we will see if you remember them better than you did last year. How about that?
Did I do badly last year?
No, I think you were like 50-50. You were okay.
Okay. How you doing, Teddy? Good?
Doing good, Mike.
Teddy?
Yes.
This ain't one of them.
Why?
I haven't even started.
Yeah.
No, I don't feel good today. I'm not feeling it.
What do you mean you're not feeling it?
I'm not feeling this is going to be a fantastic show today. So please do tune in for the next 3 hours.
If you really want to go there, I will tell you, running on not fumes for me, but this morning, woke up late last night to my oldest daughter, who's 13, going, Mom, Dad, I think we have a problem. And then
with her?
No, the 4-year-old had already woken up and was going, So then what happened was that occurred, but here was the little twist. Somebody had eaten a bunch of Oreos at some point in the day. But my 4-year-old apparently had a few Oreos that we did not know about.
Oh.
We later found out that she had some Oreos because what came out of her looked like something from a horror movie.
Oh,
because it was jet black, like vomit coming out. And my 13-year-old is like, what is she possessed? And then my wife was not aware this had happened. So she thought, is this blood? Like, what is happening? So, of course, everybody in the house is screaming. And it's 11 o'clock at night. And I'm like, I knew she had the Oreos. I had found this out after she went to bed. So no one else in the house knew but me. And she's not supposed to have the Oreos. I found out and didn't say anything. And so then it became, why didn't you tell me she had Oreos?
I
didn't know it would be coming back up so quickly in conversation, to put it mildly. So
they should put a warning on those packages,
buddy.
Same thing with the Flamin' Hot Doritos. I've eaten an entire bag of those before, and then I sit down in the toilet and I, you know, looks like blood in there. And then I was like,
terrify you. Yeah.
Doritos. They should put a little warning label on the bag. You are not bleeding from the ass.
Yeah.
You've just eaten too many chips.
What I'm saying is, I don't know exactly what they're using. I know it's chocolate, but I don't like.
I'm going to say artificial color.
I'm going to say whatever they're using to make the Doritos, the specific hue, or the Doritos, those two, but the specific hue that the Oreos are, we need to use that to like repave driveways. Mm-hmm. Like when you see those people out there doing your driveway, just get them to use Oreo paste. Because apparently that's the type
what we need. You and me just on the driveway. just licking the driveway.
I'm telling you, man, I've never seen something like this. It literally looked like a horror movie, what was happening. And of course, then we have to calm everybody down and get everybody back to bed. And then we have to like clean up. This is what I wish they would tell parents when you first become a parent is, you know, like I think of firefighters as having a really tough job where they could be sleeping, they could be eating dinner, and then all of a sudden the alarm goes off and they've got to put all their stuff on, hop in a truck, and then go somewhere and maybe fight a fire for 8 hours. I don't know how long they got to do it, right? It could be all day. they don't tell you as a parent that something similar is going to happen to you, which is you could be in the middle of nothing. You could relax and all of a sudden a huge crisis is going to come up and suddenly you're on your hands and knees scrubbing up vomit for like an hour trying to clean your carpets.
Right, our power went out last night. So,
oh no.
She comes in.
Is the power out in here too?
Yes. It's out in the whole house, not just your room. Mm. Go back to sleep.
Yeah. And then what did that result in? Like 12 seconds of you guys not before the generator kicked on to keep
it? Yeah, that was pretty much it. Because there's that lag, Bone.
That must have been a rough like couple minutes there's before it really kicked back in to get the AC
oh,
going.
Oh,
yeah,
man. All tough. The ceiling fans back on again. Okay, great. Time for sleepies. Hey, Ted, I lied. This is one of them.
Thank you, Ted. You suck.
It's too early to know.
No,
what are you doing?
I've declared it.
No,
it's awesome.
You can't declare.
Show's great.
Stop. You can't declare this early.
It's great. This is the fourth show that's been great my entire career.
No.
Four.
Stop it.
Guardians beat the Mets last night. Frankie Lindor with a nice ovation in his return trip. Same two teams again tonight.
Well, I remember people having that debate. What's the debate here? Frankie Lindor very well would have signed with Cleveland and stayed there had they offered him the money, right?
Well, yeah, but you can never just apply rational.
I know.
To fans. I mean, this is a fan, and I'm not saying that they're knuckle draggers for having done so, but you know, fans take things personally, whether they should or not. This is a fan base that for years would boo Jim Thome.
Well,
when
right.
he came back fair, into town, and it yeah. was the same situation.
Yeah, that's right. I guess what I'm saying is, I think the fact that he didn't like sit there and lead you on, and then at the end of the day, he went and signed with someone else. This was a situation where he got traded away before they could even get there. Because, I mean, the Guardians probably obviously knew what it would take to sign him, and they were not willing to do it. But still, I don't blame anybody. Like, I don't blame fans who have an affinity for him and didn't feel like booing him. Now, maybe as a Mets fan, I'm a little softer on that. I don't think tribute videos and all that stuff are appropriate typically when the visiting player comes in. I could see if you want to give him a quick little, hey, a little tip of the cap. And then the rest of the game, you're on him like you'd be on any other player. That's fine. Totally understood that.
We're used to tribute videos here, though.
Oh, are you kidding? Here, if you're like the equipment manager and you go work for another organization, they'll give you like, you're not even in the building. They're like, well, his team, though, is here. And he had to miss the game. We're still doing a tribute video for the equipment manager who is
Jackets
out sick
are
today.
Number one in tribute videos. Reds start up a series with the Padres tonight. Teddy, I'm feeling it tonight for your guys.
Ain't one of them.
You know, no, Teddy.
That's what the Reds say every start of every
right.
baseball season.
First
this
of all,
ain't one of them.
Let's analyze this, Ted.
Okay.
Reds had an off day. They're rested.
True.
Right? They came back from the West Coast. They slept in their own beds last night.
Mm-hmm.
They're rested. Geraldus Chapman doesn't play for them anymore, but somewhere he's fondling his mom's breasts.
Good news.
What does that have to do with the Reds? We don't
Nothing.
Know. But it's just a thing that's happening.
Right. And he's
we
shooting.
We throw it in there.
Shooting a gun in the garage,
shooting
right?
Shooting guns
Bones?
In the garage.
Yes,
that's
exactly right.
And you're going to Marvin Harrison's car wash, shooting guns to the car wash. Mm-hmm. Now, Padres are coming off a series with the Braves. I mean, that's a tough series.
Tough
right?
series, yes. Yeah.
Braves, good. They also
Very
had a
good.
Doubleheader yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're coming off a day-night doubleheader yesterday, which is a pain in the ass.
In Hotlanta, no less.
In Hotlanta.
Yeah.
They're getting on a plane. They're going to Cincinnati to face the rested Reds. Teddy.
Yeah. Tonight's the night.
Take it to the bank.
I would just calm down right. on take it to the bank
Teddy.
Right now.
Yeah.
He's just a common man.
Take it to the bank.
Don't play this music. What does it mean when he says take it to the bank?
Take it to the bank.
Took the crew beating FC Cincinnati to the bank. How'd that work out?
Not good.
That's
not,
their fault. What? I was very confident.
It's always the team's fault, you
right.
moron. Yes. That's why you can't say take it to the bank.
I can, and I will.
Okay.
I'm not saying anything for the series, but, but tonight.
Okay. Tonight.
Tonight.
It's not getting too crazy.
Tonight.
Take it to the bank.
Tonight.
Smashing Pumpkins. Hey, YouTube's going to knock you.
What,
we can't
why?
Even speak the lyrics.
No, you can
now.
Say you can say the lyrics. You just can't sing them anywhere close to the appropriate music.
You can watch us on YouTube if you want to. We're live. Just go to YouTube, search 971 The Fan, and click on the live button, and then you'll see us. Hello. I've got my black shirt on today with my chain out, looking like Skip Bayless.
You do have the chain yes. out today. Look at you.
NFL eyeing a regular season game in Australia. That's the news today, according to Nine News in Melbourne.
You know what? I know.
What?
That's in the Southern Hemisphere.
That it is indeed. So I'm trying to think when they'd be playing this.
Well, in the fall, which would be like their spring.
Their spring. That's
so
right.
So this is spring football for them. Slash into summer we go, depending on how late it is in the fall slash spring.
I did get a kick out of this. It could happen as soon as 2025 or as late as 2026. Okay.
Yes.
It's not completely clear where the game would be held, but one stadium in Melbourne, the Melbourne Cricket Ground, has already had early discussions with the NFL.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I'm sure that's a giant stadium. I don't know how many people are in that or it holds, but
lots.
Talking about putting an NFL game there, I'm quite sure it's a lot of people, and back it will be popular. It will sell out.
Back in February of 2022, Rams chief operating officer Kevin Dernoff said he would love to see the team play in Australia. Okay.
What? Thank you. Like, a guy who works for the team said, I'd like that to happen. So, yeah, we're not surprised that the NFL is going to be wanting to take the game to other international markets. I don't know what this will do for watching the game. I don't know what time it'll be on.
Well, it says the time difference obviously is a thing.
It's right? A big one there.
If the game kicked off at noon on a Monday in Melbourne,
yeah,
that would be 9 p.m. Eastern time Sunday night.
Okay.
In the U.S. So noon on a Monday, Sunday prime time.
So move that back 8 hours. That would be, well, I'm just saying, like, to get into the 1 o'clock window, like, say you're going to do that, then that would be a 4 a.m. Monday kick local time in Australia, which they're not going to do.
No, they're not going to do that.
So
be a day game there.
They'd have to play it on Sunday there and make it a Saturday game here, right?
Well, no, I just said it. They could play it on a Monday there.
Yeah, but why?
Monday at noon.
Who wants to see Monday at noon?
I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what the Australian people are doing. They're eating Vegemite. They're
going to work.
Are they?
Jobs. Yeah, they got jobs. Just,
you'll find 60,000 people that don't have jobs. Who are you, Lelia?
I'm sure. I'm sure there are people that will take time off and go watch it. I'm making the point that that's a really dumb time to have it. And then you're going to have that at Sunday night at 9 p.m. here?
Bone.
That's an awful time for us.
I didn't do this. I'm reading the story.
I hold you personally responsible.
All right.
Throw another shrimp on the Barbie, right?
I got it.
That's what you say.
We had some fun last night. We'll talk about it coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You should know that southbound 315's off-ramp to eastbound downtown split is currently closed due to construction, and we also have an accident at the intersection of Liberty Road and West Hull Drive to watch out for, and another crash causing some holdup on southbound Hamilton Road at 33. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. New name, same flexible payments. Go to directauto.com for a free quote. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on The Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Teddy?
Yeah. Yeah.
This ain't one of them.
What just happened? No.
I thought better of it.
We've had three separate rulings in the first 19 minutes and 48 seconds of this show.
This ain't one of them.
Snip, snap, snip, snap. I don't know. What's going on?
No kidding.
Ooh.
You all right over there?
Gassy.
Oh, okay. As opposed to any other day where you're just normally not gassy.
You know what I think
gassy?
It is? Just drinking carbonation.
Yeah.
On the air. Here, let me have some more Sprite.
What?
You know, I gave a Sprite to Tyvis Powell yesterday.
You didn't give him a Sprite.
Hold
you
on.
Did you?
We were talking about Sprite.
Yes.
And how, you know, he can't drink the pop anymore because it goes straight to cracky.
Huh? What?
Straight to his butt.
Oh,
the regular pop.
Well, I didn't know what you meant.
The sugars made
him sick or something. I don't know what you're talking about.
The sugars go right to cracky.
Okay.
And he said Sprite's his favorite. I said, well, do you drink the Sprite Zero? He said, no, that tastes like garbage. I said, I can't tell the difference. Have you had one before? No, I've never had one before.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, then how do you know it tastes like garbage? I just know. So yesterday I bring him a Sprite Zero. Don't tell him that it's a Sprite Zero. He just drinks it. I said, is that good? Yeah, it's a Sprite. Yes, it's a Sprite Zero. I'll be damned. Well, and he's looking at the label.
How did he not see it was a Sprite Zero? You just
well,
gave
he
it?
Just, I, I gave him a Sprite. He just saw Sprite.
Okay,
he didn't see zero sugar here.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's very small.
He was very impressed.
All right. Well, yeah, he was. We were talking about this yesterday in the office, and he also said he loves lemonade. And I said, well, good news. They make little packets. I put them in my water all the time, and they're like 10 calories. He's like, give me one of those. I want to try it.
So Crystal Light.
I don't know if he's tried one. It's I got the store brand.
Crystal Light.
Store brand. I'm just saying.
Not that fancy Crystal Light.
No, man. I keep it real. Store brand. Yeah. We stay on the store brands when we can.
I had a friend when I was a kid, lived in the neighborhood. He refused to eat anything other than Kraft macaroni and cheese. Okay?
Okay.
Refused. So much so that if mom came home with the bargain brand, just wouldn't eat anything.
Yeah.
So what she would do is still buy the bargain brand, but keep just a box, an empty box of Kraft macaroni and cheese that she would put next to the pot when she was making it.
That's a good idea.
And he would eat it. He'd have no idea.
Sure. I mean, at some point, I presume that all this stuff's getting made at like very similar factories. You know, it's not like there's...
Yeah, what do you think? Kroger has their own mac and cheese factory?
Right. I mean, they're paying someone who makes this stuff to like make a version of it for them and put their label on it, put it in a box. Like, I'm saying there's no way that Kroger or whoever brand, Giant Eagle, has their own separate factory for all of these things that they have a dupe of in their store. It's just some version of it that maybe doesn't have as many of the certain ingredients or secret sauce that make your certain flavored thing a little bit more flavorful. It's all still pretty much the same.
See, back when I was banging, a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese was 99 cents?
Yeah.
What is it now?
$2? It's not much more than that. I mean, I think it's like $1.50.
All right, maybe it was less than that. I don't know. But I do remember the generic mac and cheese was 29 cents.
Yeah.
That I remember.
Yes, that
29.
Is.
You feel the feed a family of four. You can't beat that.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your family. You're right. But yeah,
well, I mean,
get a couple boxes of that. Like you said, under a buck. You're still under a buck, even if it's 29 cents. You buy three of them, you're good.
I mean, you got to put the margarine in.
Well, yeah.
And the milk. Do you use butter or margarine?
We have butter in the house, usually. So we just throw the butter in there.
Yeah.
And then we go milk. Some people I know like...
Cream.
Oh, you put cream in
heavy cream.
Oh.
It'll change your life, baby.
No. What I'm saying is, I remember being at a point in life where it was like, you know what? Milk? Let's not get fancy. Water will do just fine. And you just put the water in there, put a little less in, and then you're just trying to get that powder to get something wet on it so it can activate and do its thing. I'm saying... We're at a point now in life where we're using milk regularly.
Cream.
I didn't know.
I'm telling you.
I'm not on the cream game for when it comes to instant mac and cheese.
You keep cream in the house?
To it. No.
Not for coffee? No cream?
No, well, like I have, but that's coffee creamer. It's like, it's got a flavor to it. I wouldn't put that into the, yeah.
Maybe. Macaroni and cheese with a splash of vanilla.
Yeah, here's a little hazelnut mac and cheese.
Hey, who's to say, man?
Gross.
Hey, we had fun last night. I did at least. Fun game seven between the Oilers and the Canucks.
Yeah.
With the Oilers moving on. I love game sevens, man. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching this, and I know the East finals are about to start too, with the Rangers and the Panthers, where you got Bob playing for the Panthers, you got Panarin playing for the Rangers. And I used to be pissed off. I used to be pissed off when I would turn on the TV and see, like, you know, Antoine Vermette having a second life in the playoffs for another team.
Sure.
Saying, why can't it be us? Now, I don't know. I'm happy for those guys.
Well, you know what? I think that's a sign of resignation about your team, isn't it?
It is. And that's sad because I'm watching this game seven, just desperately wanting something like that. Wanting to look at the calendar and say, it's May 20th last night, May 20th. I want to feel something on May 20th. And no, you know, playing in late May because the season was delayed, now you're in the COVID bubble, doesn't count.
No, we talked about this a few weeks ago, that the latest the Jackets have ever played, other than that, where there was like a COVID bubble, or there was, you know, some random things where the season didn't start on time because of, you know, player negotiations with the CBA. Outside of that, the Jackets have only played past like the 1st of May or the 5th of May, I think maybe once or twice. At the most? No, it's been the one time, right?
Just the one time. Yeah. It was a series against Boston.
Like, the fact that this organization, because the stat came out, they're one of the five organizations in the NHL that have never played in June. I said, June?
June.
Barely May. We haven't even been close. We haven't been to double digit dates in May. So no, like this organization, I am with you now, where when I see Panarin or I see Bob, I go, yeah, I mean, I guess they were right. They looked at this organization and said, it's not where it needs to be, and I don't want to be a part of it. No. I'd rather go somewhere where I know they can win. And then Bob, for example, I know it wasn't just that. He also wanted to go somewhere where it was warm, but he went to an organization in Florida where I believe they have a former Jackets front office member now running the show. And how's that working out? They're doing pretty well. That guy got out of town too. Like that's the issue I have, is that you're not keeping and retaining the best people here, because this organization top to bottom needs a refresh.
Let's be real on Bob too. I mean, you could make the case if you want to that Panarin was never going to re-sign here. It was a lost cause and he made it clear from day one. Fine. Let's buy that. Let's buy there was nothing you could do for Artemi Panarin.
Right.
The narrative that Bob was in the same boat as him and he just wanted to get out of town is false. Bob wanted to get out of town because he felt disrespected by this organization. That's why Bob wanted to get out of town. And yeah. That's why the relationship proved to be unhealthy down the stretch, which made it an easy divorce for him and the Blue Jackets, because at that point they were sick of him too. But it didn't start out that way. No. It happened to go that way because of, you know, Bob, look, goalies are temperamental. Goalies have egos.
Well, that, right.
Right? There's a certain amount of massaging that needs to take place. These guys have to feel like they're the most important thing in the world to you. That's what a good goaltender is. All right. Elvis is that way and he sucks.
Yes. Well, that's why I never understood that with the Jackets front office at the time. And I still don't to this day. I don't know why it is so hard for them to wrap their brains around the fact that in Major League Baseball, you have power hitters. You have guys who hit for average. You have your starters who are going to go out there and be a workhorse. And then you have relievers. And your relievers and closers are a little more temperamental and a little bit more head case than some of the other guys. Now, maybe that was more true years ago. Now, I think every baseball player has become more of a head case. But what I'm saying is that you have to manage people differently, don't you? Like a kicker in the NFL, don't you have to manage that guy differently than you have to manage an offensive lineman potentially? Because the kicker, while he's going to be on the sidelines for, you know, 58 minutes a game, those 2 minutes where he is out there for various jobs that he has to do, they could be very impactful. They could be the difference between winning and losing. So rather than treat that guy like, hey, man, don't be temperamental or don't be weird. None of these other guys are. Well, they don't do the same job.
Yeah.
Goalkeeper does a different thing. Goaltenders in soccer, hockey, name your sport where they have those. They are different cats than everybody else that's playing on the rest of the team. And you got to treat it that way. I've never understood that with the Jackets, why they act like that.
PP Werke in the city of Columbus. I'll tell you what that means coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Traffic is moving slow on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street, and you'll hit a couple-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Association of County Behavioral Health Authorities. Sometimes life can be overwhelming. Crisis Text Line can help. If you are struggling and feel like you can't talk to anyone about it, text 4HOPE to 741-741. Free confidential support. Crisis Text Line. Text 4HOPE to 741-741 now. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Droopy Sack and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Inside the NFL coming up at 3:48. Rapid fire. In the 4 o'clock hour. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. What's the game, Boner?
Today we are doing something really simple. Real or fake IndyCar driver for the Indy 500 this weekend.
Columbus leads the nation in one unusual metric. The amount of summer signups to adultery website, oh. Ashley Madison. This is from the Dispatch. It warms me that they're reporting on this.
Well, I mean, when you lead the nation in something, we got to get the news on that from the Dispatch.
The city had the highest per capita signups to the online dating service for married people seeking affairs from June 20th, 2023 to September 22nd, 2023, according to a Monday press release from Ashley Madison.
Okay. I mean, I believe that's a company that had a data breach not too long ago.
They did indeed.
Right. Yeah. I don't know that I would be wanting to maybe put out press releases all the time like, hey, here's all some more info on the people who are using this site. I would think you'd want everything to seem so private that you could not even access it. But yeah, that all said, that's I find that very interesting that here's we're number one.
Here's a quote from Paul Keeble, the company's chief strategy officer. He's
whoa!
Companies. Easy for me to say.
Company's chief strategy officer.
Infidelity ranges in every type of city, from tourist destinations to major metropolises to suburban located areas. Now, here's what I'm particularly proud of, though.
I like the phrase suburban located areas for whatever it's worth.
The city of Columbus has never appeared in previous rankings released by the company.
Oh,
so I mean, okay. This is we're making progress.
I wonder what happened.
We used
last
to be.
Year.
You know what? I'll tell you what it was.
Well, I have a theory too, but go ahead. I want
to
hear yours.
We used to be staunchly adult friend finder.
Oh, is that also an adultery website?
Yes, adult friend finder. You know, well, you can just find a friend, or you can find a friend to dangle your coin purse over, whatever you want.
Okay.
And so sure. I think the city of Columbus was firmly entrenched in that camp. But
That could be.
We were inspired. Because Adult Friend Finder, I'm sorry, Ashley Madison, had some high-profile people.
Yes.
What we like to call influencers. Like Josh Duggar.
Oh, he's not
Remember,
an influencer.
He influenced.
He's
in jail now.
Now he's in jail for being a yes.
Not on
person.
Ashley Madison though. That was just on his own time.
He was
with
doing
the kiddie
that,
porn.
He was doing that separate. This is a different thing.
Right.
You're allowed to have an adult consensual affair. What you're not allowed to do is go do what he was doing. That's a whole different thing.
Their tagline is "Life is short, have an affair."
Okay. Oh, you know what? It's funny because that's what we have right over our mantle. That's the little sign we put up in our house. Just
right under live, laugh, love.
Yeah. Live, laugh, love. Life is short. Have an affair.
Did you stencil that into the wall too?
Yes.
It's not good just to hang the sign. You got to stencil it.
We have a third sign that just says, leave it in. And we don't really give any context for that. We just put it out there. And then you figure out, we're talking about, it's a cooking thing. You know, leave the bread in the oven. Leave it in to make sure you get a nice, well done bake on that. But people don't know what it means.
This is a Toronto-based company. They're dirty Canadians running this thing.
Why is that shocking?
I
don't know. It doesn't matter where it's based. It could be based in Omaha. Peyton Manning's favorite city.
For some reason, the Canadians I just picture. Oh, hey,
How do you think it goes when Canadians are trying to have an affair? It's like,
how you doing there, Jonesy?
How you feel about that? Tickle
the pickle there, Jonesy. Huh?
Yeah. You've been a big fan of shag carpet, you know what I mean?
Rubbing a tug.
Got an upside down pineapple there.
What's a pineapple?
Stuff
into cans?
Not the upside down pineapple cake. That's totally different.
Today, the site has around 85 million users.
Wow.
And a male to female user ratio of one man for every 0.7 women.
All right. I mean, that doesn't totally shock me that there's more men on this site than there are women.
There is actually, I'm surprised that it's that close.
Well, that's what I mean. Right.
There is a new Netflix documentary about Ashley Madison called Ashley Madison, Sex, Lies, and Scandal.
Oh,
if you'd like to watch it.
Great.
They're not promoting that.
Can I just say my theory on what happened? I don't know what caused last year to happen, but I would guess in cold weather cities or cities where there are cold and warm seasons like we have here in Columbus, I wonder how much of it is a situation where people are just wrapped up in all of our winter clothing for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you just got to take it all off.
No, then the winter ends, spring and summer hit. And eventually that pent up frustration, maybe from some people who are like, look at all these hotties out there. And they're like, I gotta be a part of that. And so then they go join the cheating site because they're like, yeah, now I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder if it's the opposite. Like, again, in the Southern Hemisphere, is it the same thing like in Australia or South Africa?
Hemisphere.
The only two places I know
if
in
you
the
missed
Southern
yesterday's
Hemisphere.
Show, thank God you did, as Bone tried to figure out the Southern Hemisphere.
Yes.
You know what? When I was a kid, back when I was banging, and I'm sure it was the same way in the city of Columbus, too, in all cold weather cities where you get cold winters, is that in Chicago, like the first real warm weather weekend that we would have, where it was like 90.
Yeah.
They would always talk about on the news how it was, get ready for murder weekend.
Oh, murder weekend.
Yes, murder weekend, because the homicide rates would be out of control.
Because everybody's outside?
Out. Yes. Okay. Everybody's out. Long,
you know what
long
it is?
Winter, free of homicides.
But you know what? I think I see where you're going here. Because at least with homicides, that probably happens more often when there are more interactions with humans. Right? And if you're all inside.
That's exactly right.
You're not interacting. You're sitting inside.
Yeah, nobody goes out and says, time to murder now.
No, it's just everyone's outside. That means you're having more friendships develop. You're having more good conversations.
Remember how annoying people are.
You're having bad conversations, bad experiences, and then someone gets a little mouthy and the both of you go back and forth and suddenly something bad happens.
That's the case here. Literally, you whip out the pistol, and then if you don't, you whip out the pistol.
Right.
And that's why this is happening in the summertime here.
You know what I blame? Patios. I bet you it's a lot of people just out there like, oh, hey, how's it going, Rick? Where's your wife? It's like, oh, she's at home. And it's like, but we're out on this patio and we're drinking. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, feelings are happening. Nothing happens there. But then Rick goes home and is like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hop on Ashley Madison. I'll see what's going on. I bet that's what's happening. I bet there's a lot of hornballs that are just sitting there all cooped up over the winter. They get out during patio season. Think about it. We just had Sonic Temple. That's a bunch of people outside wearing various levels of undress. What are we going to have in a couple weeks? Memorial. Bunch of people out there wearing not as much clothing. And eventually you're going to be at the pool and all that. And at some point, there's just a bunch of guys going, I gotta get in on cheating, I guess. Maybe that's what it is. You know who we should call? Biggest Jackets fan in the world who lives in Nashville. I forget his name. We should call that guy, see what entices him, I guess. Could ask him some questions about all that.
Retreats, youth groups, and stuff like that.
Retreats?
You know, he goes to church, they got retreats.
Oh, okay.
They got swappy retreats.
I don't know about the swappy retreats.
Oh, this is a progressive church.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Little key party.
Yes.
Ah.
I'm just saying.
Okay, maybe.
I wouldn't even know what to do.
Dude,
that's the thing. It's like, look, I have not attempted to pleasure a woman who's not my wife for the past 20 years. So, and I don't even get the job done with her. I'm terrified when she gives me a wink once in a while.
You qualify that with attempt, which is, I understand
attempt,
what you're saying.
Yes, right. Attempt.
Right, yeah.
And so like now, like even if somebody came up to me now, and it's like, everything's right. Like, under normal situations, I found this person attractive. We were both single, ready to mingle. Like, even if it's like, winky, winky, no one will ever know. I wouldn't be able to do it.
No.
Because, first of all, I couldn't do it. Second of all, I just physically couldn't do it. I would not be able to. How does this work? How do you work?
Yeah, how do we approach each other and acknowledge that this is all
a thing? I don't know how another person works.
Dude. I same thing, right? Where like, one, I'm not interested in doing any of that, and most people aren't interested in doing that with me. But if ever the urge struck, the fear that would overtake me of is someone going to find out that I'm going to hurt? That's like, I don't want my, you know, I don't want anybody to, I don't want
well,
this to hurt
course,
anybody
but take
that I
care
about.
Take that out of it.
Okay.
It's just,
all right.
The sheer act of doing it.
Yes.
To another person is terrifying
to me.
Well,
even the act of like fumbling around with just the text messages of, hey, are you up? You spelled out, are you up? It's just the letter R, the letter U, and then up. Like, that's it. That's like that we've not Netflix and chilled in a long time is what I'm saying. We don't know what the protocol is.
I don't know how to have a text relationship really with somebody. Kristen and I used to do AOL Instant Messenger.
And that made it really hard because uploading your pics of your dong took forever. The low bandwidth was crippling.
I just have the away message on. Sorry, I'm at the gym. When in reality, I'm sitting right there.
Gym.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I know. I don't either. Stupid. I don't know how anybody does this stuff.
Inside the NFL, all the news and notes you need coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder of southbound 315 after Town Street. The wrecker is on scene there. And we also have slow traffic on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 23 and 71. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward, like banners, flyers, signs, and catalogs, some even same day. And now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Offer ends 6/1. Visit staples.com/print. for details. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
If Big E Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey, we're on the YouTube. And live on your radio. And live on the app. And time delayed on podcast. Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Colorado football has sold out of its season tickets again this season. Second year in a row they've done that. Obviously, Deion came last year. Before last season, that had not happened since 1996, which ironically is 1 year before my vomit streak began.
That's right. 97 is
97 was the last time I vomited.
I'm glad you're working that into other conversations that have nothing to do with it.
I have so little to be proud of. Look at me. Chunky, old. I'm wearing a gold chain outside my black T-shirt. People say I look like The Rock in 1996, and I do.
The Rock?
Well, I mean, without
No one's saying you look like The Rock,
without
buddy.
The muscles and the...
Maybe a husky Skip Bayless. That's not The Rock. No. You don't look like The Rock here now. Come on.
Skip are in tune.
Skip?
With our inner selves.
Do you, too, have a fake freak out every time your favorite team loses and
yes.
pretend to throw your jersey away of your
I
favorite
do.
Team and then only to fish it back out of the trash can after the video is done and then do it again the next time they lose?
Yes.
Because that would be Skip Bayless' move.
Inside the NFL. Let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bone's Inside the NFL.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
By the way, the people chatting on the YouTube chat, they like the chain, I believe, from what I can tell.
Well, can I tell you something? I like the chain.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Well, there you go.
This goes back to me not needing to ever attract anybody.
That's right.
Ever
just wear
again.
What you like. That's exactly
I have entrapped my wife into our marriage. She's got to put up with me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is people seem to like it on the chat. You can see it for yourself on our YouTube stream, wherever, you know, wherever you YouTube, that'd be YouTube.
I like the chat.
Just search 971 The Fan. You'll find it. Drew Sanders, Broncos linebacker, who was the draft pick last year for them. He had a decent rookie year in 2023, but going to have to wait this year to find out if he's improved at all from that, because unfortunately, sources told ESPN Monday night, he suffered a torn Achilles early on in the team's offseason program back in mid-April. Now, that was also reported by Nine News in Denver, but we really haven't had any confirmation of it because Sean Payton has refused to address any injuries that have occurred during any of the offseason workout period. But he was it was third-round pick for them last year. They had him in the mix there at outside linebacker, and unfortunately for him, it looks like he will be out. They're saying his recovery will be at least 6 to 9 months, which puts the entire season in jeopardy for him. So not a great way for them to start off their campaign, of course. Broncos are not expected to be very good to begin with, so that's not good news to have one of your best players, not one of your best players, one of the guys you hope to have in the mix on defense getting injured that early in camp. Meanwhile, another guy who got an injury in camp, he's back. Didn't get the injury at training camp, but had it happen during some of the offseason activities, and that's Tank Dell, Texans wide receiver.
He got shot, didn't
yeah.
he?
He had a gunshot wound when he was in Sanford, Florida at a private event. If you don't remember this story, there was a teenager who is alleged to have injured 10 people after an altercation on April 28th. Dell's wound was minor. He was released from the hospital shortly thereafter. Now, he is back and no limitations. Participated in 7-on-7s and 11-on-11s so far in the OTAs that have been happening so far this week. Everybody there apparently is happy for him to be back. D'Amico Ryans, their head coach, said happy for Tank to get back out there. He went through a very tragic situation. We're just happy that he's here. Happy he's able to do what he loves. And he had a great rookie season, so we'll see what he does in his year two.
He was on his way, wasn't he, to like a 1,000-yard
I think so.
Season? Him
yeah.
and C.J. Stroud had a lot yeah. of good chemistry, and he was, what, a seventh-round pick?
I don't think it was that low. I think he was a third-round pick last year.
Third-round pick.
Yeah.
All right, well,
but
I don't
still,
know what the hell I'm talking
no,
about.
No, that's okay, but he had a good season for sure.
I'm going to say he was a seventh-round
okay,
pick.
Okay, you know what?
Whether he was or not.
Go with it. Speaking of guys who've had injuries, this one goes back to the Achilles situation. Robert Saleh is saying that Aaron Rodgers is doing everything at OTAs. Well, I would hope so, given that Aaron Rodgers was telling us he was going to listen to dolphin sex noises and go play in the playoffs, or at least get back for the season if the Jets gave him a chance.
For practice in December.
Yes. So,
I would assume he can do everything.
Yeah. So he has, again, no limitations. Nothing is set back. Everything's good. He's where he needs to be to be on track to start this season. We'll find out how that goes once, you know, he gets back out there and actually has to face live competition.
Here's
but for
the good
now,
news. Every single Jets game is on pretty much primetime television this year, so
get a front row ticket to
you'll
watch
have
it.
The lovely people at ESPN just every single time Aaron Rodgers does anything.
They'll be thrilled. Buccaneers left tackle Tristan Wirfs is not at OTAs over his contract situation. He is a three-time Pro Bowl selection, wants a long-term deal. He is a 2020 13th overall pick by the Bucs. He's playing on his fifth year option. That is worth $18.2 million. However, he is hoping for more. He would like to see that change, so he wants to cash in, and we will find out if that strategy works. In either case, he is under contract for this year. They did pick up the option, so we'll see what happens beyond that. Meanwhile, the man who was injured in an alleged May 6 assault at a Dallas nightclub, in which Kansas City wide receiver Rashee Rice is reportedly a suspect, that guy has said he does not want police to file charges, according to Dallas police. Asked by email the status of the investigation, Dallas police responded by saying the reporting party has signed an affidavit of non-prosecution. The investigation is ongoing. So if you don't know this situation, there was a report of an assault at a Dallas nightclub around 2:30 on May 6th. Charges have not been filed, but Dallas Morning News reported that Rice was a suspect. Man was taken to the hospital, non-life-threatening injuries, apparently had swelling on one side of his face. He has since said he does not want them to go forward. That's one of the potential issues facing Rashee Rice, because he also was involved in a driving incident where he was going upwards of 110 miles an hour before having a crash. He is facing one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, six counts of a bunch of other stuff. Anyway, all that relating to the car crash, separate from this other alleged situation.
Malika Andrews got some bright pants on today. Look at those.
Oh, yeah, those are very
it's
pink.
Like Brett the Hitman Hart's pants.
That's exactly the color. You're right. Mm-hmm. If I went into Home Depot or Lowe's and said, I want Brett the Hitman Hart pink, that's exactly what I would expect them to give me.
Fat Boy Food Tip! Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got a bit of a holdup on eastbound 70 on the east side between Hamilton Road and 270. There's about a 10-minute slowdown on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and I-70. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale is here. Save up to $500 on select adjustable bed sets like the all-new Tempur-Adapt Collection with advanced pressure relief to help reduce aches and pains. Plus, get a $300 instant gift for pillows and more. Hurry into Mattress Firm today. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The only thing scarier than Bones analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you wanted to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Tuesday. So glad you've tuned in. 3 hours a day, every single day. And please, if you're just sitting at your desk right now and bored, say, man, I haven't seen enough fat, ugly people today. Well, you can catch us live on YouTube. We're there. Just go to YouTube, search 971 The Fan, click on the live stream, and join the chat. Because it's a good group of idiots who are in the chat every single day. I approve of it. You have nothing to say?
No, I agree with you. Actually,
you're
a lot
your
of
chips over there, aren't you?
Didn't offer
me a chip, did you?
No.
What do you got? Cool Ranch?
Yeah, I went Cooler Ranch today.
Flamin' Hot or regular?
Just regular. I haven't had the Flamin' Hot Cooler Ranch.
Delicious. Everything should be Flamin'. I wish it was a Flamin' Hot cologne. I'd be licking your neck right now.
You know what I saw? I have not watched it. I keep seeing clips of this, and it apparently is a real documentary of the guy who came up with the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Are you aware of this?
Yes.
I think it's on Netflix or something. It's one of the streamers.
But yes.
I've seen clips of it on social media, and it intrigued me because I had no idea. It appears it was like a guy who worked in one of these Frito-Lay plants.
Is this real, though?
I don't know.
Or is it like the Pop-Tarts movie in the Weird Al movie where it's all just a bunch of BS?
I don't think so.
Masquerading is real.
Yeah, I think it was I'm sure there was a real guy who said, we should do this. It says, inspired by the real story of Richard Montañez, who as a Frito-Lay janitor helped disrupt the food industry by channeling his Mexican heritage to turn Frito-Lay snacks into an iconic global pop culture phenomenon.
We paid him no money to do it.
Basically, he's the one who said, you guys should be making hotter flavors of Cheetos. And he, according to the movie, he worked on making a seasoning that would kind of reflect the spices he was looking for, and then took that to the execs and said, we should make these.
It took a janitor to say people like spicy?
Apparently. And apparently it took someone to believe in that, I guess. Right. Anyway, yeah, I'm with you. I'm surprised it didn't just happen one day where people were sitting around a boardroom going, hey, we've done all the regular flavors. What about spicy versions of all the regular flavors? Should we try that? But they didn't, and he did.
So. Ohio State women's hockey coach and T-Bone's neighbor, Nadine Muzzerol, gets a contract extension through 2029. She has won the Natty twice. And she is my gal.
3 years in a row in the championship game, if I'm not mistaken. Lost it last year.
That's true.
The 2 years before and after. So 3 years in a row in the national championship game. Well done, Coach Muzz. You deserve every penny they're giving you over there, and then some.
Two straight years, it was Ohio State and Wisconsin in that national championship game.
That's right, Timmy. There you go. Yeah.
How you doing, Timmy?
I'm great.
Yeah?
How are you guys over there?
Great.
Happy Tuesday.
Now that you're here.
Yeah.
That did not sound enthusiastic. Oh, that was great.
Bye, Tim.
Now that you're here.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Fat Boy, who dat?
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
I did see somebody in our YouTube chat say they were not given their spicy potato, not spicy potato, breakfast potato wedges at the Wendy's over by Tuttle this morning.
Oh, no.
Even though they ordered them. So we're going to remedy that problem for you.
How's that?
All these local news channels, like for Sweeps Week, it's like, oh, problem solvers.
Yeah.
10 TV will solve your problem. Bone and I... we'll solve your fast food problem.
How are we going
to
do this?
Well, after the show, we're going to go down to the Tuttle. We're going to ask who was working that day and have that person killed. That's all.
No, we're not going to do that. But I will say,
we'll remedy the problem. We'll get the potatoes.
As far as like problems that you can easily go on with the rest of your day and really not miss a beat, that's one of the worst ones you can have, is the feeling of, I wanted food at the drive-thru. I paid for food at the drive-thru. I didn't check the bag because... I got to be honest, I feel like that's a little bit of a douchebag move to sit there while there's a line of cars. Just be like, no, let me sort through all this, make sure all my stuff's there. But then you drive away believing, having faith in the people who made the food to prepare it, put it in your bag. You get going and you realize, I didn't get what I ordered. Not even that. You got less than what you ordered. It's really the problem. What's in the bag is fine.
What's in the bag? As long as
I come out ahead in that endeavor. If I get way less than what I ordered and it's not food that I like, that's bad.
I actually have a review for you today.
Okay.
Jimmy John's has a new wrap called the Firecracker Wrap.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this? I've seen them advertising.
I've not tried it.
All right. Well, I did try it.
And?
I enjoyed it. It has two types of mayonnaise on it, just regular mayonnaise and a garlic aioli. Timmy's over there shaking his head right now.
Timmy's like,
dear God.
No, you need it, Timmy.
Oh, yeah, you need it.
You need it.
One's a garlic mayo.
Yes.
Garlic aioli.
You need the creamy element because this is a spicy wrap. The wrap itself has some spice to it. I can do the aioli,
but you're saying an aioli and then just plain mayo on top of that? That's too creamy.
It's going to take the bite out of the spice, though, Timmy.
I eat too much.
There's no such thing as too creamy.
No.
The meat on the inside is a combination of salami and turkey, which is a combination that I wouldn't think would really do anything for me.
No, not with spice.
But you know what? It worked.
Well, what's bringing the heat here? Where are you getting the spice
from? Well, the wrap itself is spicy. Here's what I really like about it. They got your regular lettuce, tomato stuff on the inside.
Yeah.
But they add a layer of spicy chips inside the wrap.
Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed.
I'm very much a fan of a crunchy inside chips on a lunch meat sandwich.
I don't know why this is not more popular. I went down to a sandwich place in Southwest Florida last summer. 90% of the sandwiches on their menu had some sort of chip component inside. They took pride in that.
Buddy.
And I don't know why we don't have more of it.
Are you saying you're noticing a market variation that needs exploited?
Yes.
And some, maybe two fat-ass jabrons who are on a radio station with a lot of marketing ability? Maybe we should fill that void.
And that's why I'm saying that.
We need
Timmy
to make our own restaurant here.
It's not too creamy when you add the crunch of the chip inside the wrap.
Do you think I would like it?
No.
Because of the
mayo. You're going to be a baby about the mayo.
You know what? That's not being a baby. You don't like it. You don't like it. I get it. It is. But you know what? It's fine.
I just want to say the cheese they use in there is called a ghost pepper cheese. We got to go back to go with the ghost pepper stuff.
We just call it like a jalapeno cheese or something.
Everything is ghost pepper. Ghost pepper will melt your
face.
That's
too hot. Yeah. Really hot.
You've got a pepper jack is what you have.
Exactly right.
Can I ask you something about this order here? Because I'm looking at the photo of the wrap that you're talking about, and it's kind of got like this Memorial Day, 4th of July theme with red, white, and blue stuff. It is pictured next to this new cookie. I'm wondering if you had the confetti cookie sandwich.
I didn't have the cookie.
Oh. Bone, this looks amazing.
Let me tell you.
It looks like one of the ice cream cookies with red, white, and blue sprinkles on the outside, but it must just be like a cream center with a cookie.
Let me tell you right now,
doesn't that look incredible?
Yeah, I mean, we're now just going down the wormhole of cookies.
Oh.
You go to places like Walmart or Kroger, they'll do this. Walmart, I know, has these. They're like Oreo size or a little bit bigger, maybe Chips Ahoy size sandwich cookies, where they do exactly that. They put the icing or frosting or whatever the right term is in the middle, and then they get the sprinkles and they roll it in the sprinkles, and you get the cookie and the sprinkles. Oh, it's so good. Those things, I could eat a whole tray of those, and then I would just pass out and probably die.
Here's a West Side food tip. If you're ever in that area by Walker Road and Alton Darby, go into that farm store called Colwines.
Oh, yeah.
And they have these sandwiches. It's kind of like this cookie. It's the Whoopie sandwich.
Yeah,
where exactly it's the chocolate and the plain vanilla with all that cream filling in the middle. And they just wrap them in cellophane and like slap a sticker on it, and that's it.
Dude, Sheetz has a version of this called the Gobbs, G-O-B-B-Z, I believe.
I haven't seen Sheetz. Is that a new? That's new. I haven't seen too many of those.
Yeah.
They're not just everywhere.
They're not building those.
They're building one in our building right now.
That's right. Awesome.
There's actually the cafe
going away.
It's going to be a Sheetz.
In our studio. That's right. No, but they have those there, and they have a chocolate one with peanut butter cream filling in it. Just take your pants off. You can't eat that and be wearing sweatpants at the same time.
Right, here's my question for the people out there. All right, I know people are very loyal to their pizza places. It's Tuesday. I don't normally get a pizza on Tuesday. I want a pizza tonight.
Okay.
So what I want to know is not just what your favorite pizza is. I want to know a place with a good deal, Tuesday deal. Because I know a lot of these places, they do the deals midweek to get people in. Because Friday, Saturday, pizza sell themselves, right?
Sure, sure.
Tuesday night pizza, tougher sell for most, but not for me.
No.
So if you know a place with a good deal, let me know. And I'm looking for thin cracker in the squares tonight. Thank you.
You know what? If you find one, I'll probably order and be right there behind you getting one.
And I don't even care where it is in the metro area.
Oh, you don't?
The girls have something to do tonight. They're not going to be around. I'm going to go drive wherever it is, and I'm going to eat it in my car.
Oh, wow. You'll drive east to Pickerington and then back up to Dublin.
I'll visit Laurie Schmidt in Pickerington. Ooh, we'll pound the pizza together.
There you go. Beautiful.
Oh,
nice.
Please pass the pepperoni. Woo!
What do we think Lori likes on a pizza? Does she like a lot of
I'm guessing
veggies?
She's plain. No, I think she's a plain pizza
plain
gal.
Cheese. Yeah. I'm you know what? Lori strikes me though as someone who secretly has like a hot sauce collection.
I think she's a green onion gal. Or green pepper.
The green onion.
Green pepper.
Green pepper.
Okay.
Yeah.
For a little health conscious green peppers.
You think you can tell someone's personality by what they like on their pizza?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think you're wrong.
Believe
that.
I don't know. Like
I like anchovies on my pizza. I don't always get it, but
it
I do
you're
like
spontaneous.
It
means you're willing to try things.
But no. But yes.
What does that say?
Okay,
about
hang
me?
On. Hang on, though. He likes anchovies. You just said, I think that means he's spontaneous. This is one of the least spontaneous people I've ever met in my life.
That's what I mean.
He loves routine.
All right, good point.
I'm just saying, I don't know that we can tell that right away, because I'm with you. I would think, now you're an adventurous eater. You will try just about any type of food once, but that's different than the rest of your life where you're very structured.
Yeah,
so
that's interesting.
Like my son.
Maybe there's no connection.
I don't know. Like my son likes the all meat pizza, you know, like the carnivore, whatever style pizza, the five meat pizza. He likes sports cards. He likes basketball.
Is he an
alpha?
Is he an alpha male?
He's kind of a, he likes to lead a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what? I will say, I think there's something about teenage boys, because everybody I grew up with, it was the same thing. Like, you could not give us enough. If it was a five meat pizza, we wanted double the meat on the five meat when I was in high school.
I've always said this, too, about the five meats. You finally get, you know, bacon on a pizza with regularity. I've never understood why bacon always took a back seat as
bacon
a pizza
should
topping.
Take no back seat.
A crisp should be able bacon to just get, as a topping should be a sole topping on a pizza.
But I'm
would
saying,
be great.
You know what I want? I don't want little chipped up, barely little pieces, flecks of bacon sprinkled on. I want big hunks
bigger
of bacon.
Cuts.
Yeah.
But see,
crisp,
you got to get it crispy, though.
That's what I'm saying. Crisp
just do
it
like
up.
1-inch long cuts of it.
Yeah, but I'm saying have it be like pepperoni sized all over the pizza.
Oh,
why is it not like that? Why do we always get the little like bacon bits version of bacon?
Bacon and onion is an underrated pizza.
Oh, I bet that would be good. I've never done that, but that sounds delicious.
Delicious. All right, we'll discuss more pizza toppings because why the hell not? Also, the U.S. government is looking into sports again. I'll tell you why. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got some slower traffic on westbound 670 between Cleveland Avenue and Neal Avenue, and there's a few minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side between North Broadway and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Their end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all year round. Schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from your Indeed dashboard. Learn more by visiting Indeed.com/credit. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Hey, Teddy.
Yeah.
You working tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
Wednesday?
No.
Timmy, you working tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, last Wednesday you were off too, just randomly.
Yeah, how dare you, Timmy?
I had a band concert to attend.
Band concert?
Yes, a band concert. The young lad plays the trumpet.
For some reason I thought you were in it.
Yes, I'm a hell of a trumpeter too.
That's not surprising.
I like to play with when the mighty, mighty Boss Tones come into town. I like to get up there.
Have to knock on wood.
Dem's the ones.
Watching the one who had.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ska. Me and Ska.
Before
like this.
We,
big Ska guy.
Get back to the pizza toppings, because we will. A bipartisan group of influential senators is calling on the Biden administration to investigate Formula One.
Oh.
Over its decision to reject Andretti Global Racing.
Oh.
We were talking about this. Now, the Andretti said, we want an F1 team. We've got the money. We've got the experience.
They had the backing of a giant automaker in General Motors,
sure.
A.K.A. Cadillac, is who I think they were going to do it through. But yeah, I mean, they had everything you would want to be a Formula One team. And I don't know if you're aware, Mario Andretti, former F1 champion, And guy who can certainly, as much as anybody could in the racing world in America, he can get the people together to make an F1 effort be a really top level thing, even more so than some of the other efforts that have tried to in the past. So I don't see why there would be a reason why they didn't want to do that.
Six senators say they are concerned that F1 may be acting on behalf of other teams, including foreign automakers, to deny Andretti's bid to enter the sport in 2025 or 2026. So I don't know what's going to come of this. But.
Well, right. Like, I am on the merits of just, should Andretti Autosport be allowed to compete in Formula One? I am 100% in the yes, they should category. Let's find out what they can do. On the let's get the government involved to fix it or to investigate it. Yeah, I don't know. It feels like maybe we got a few other things we should get sorted out before we get to let's go after F1 in international courts. And I don't even know how that would work. Like, if the president of the United States sends a letter to, I know the group that runs them is now like Liberty Media, I want to say, is based in the U.S. But still, I just wonder, there's international competition. There's all these different, you know, structures involved that are outside of the U.S. I just wonder how they would be able to go after them and enforce that. Doesn't seem like something that would ultimately work.
Jim Jordan's on this committee too. So
Oh, good.
All right, let's talk about pizza toppings.
Okay.
What were you going to talk about?
Nothing. We had people.
You seem very concerned. Like, oh, no. I mean,
No. I don't know. I don't know what pizza toppings you want to talk about. We have a lot of people suggesting different places. But
oh, please. Yeah, give me that.
Well, but no one is suggesting like a deal.
No, I want a deal. It's Tuesday night.
So we
want like a buy one, get one or a half off or something.
Like people are name dropping. Like Granddad's getting a few mentions here. Apparently, Rotolo's apparently has, I believe is the one I saw here. It's already left the screen because so many of you are in the chat. We appreciate that. But they said Rotolo's, I think, has a every day Tuesday one topping deal. Like every Tuesday they have a one topping deal was what someone said. I haven't confirmed that. A couple people bringing up Giannino's Pizza off Schrock Road. Say that that's the best in town.
Again,
get the garlic dip.
What's the deal?
I don't know.
I've had a lot of these places. Yeah. I want to know the deal. We're talking about the five meat pizza. My question is, what meats go on the pizza?
Well, pep and sausage are the first two.
Well, that's yes, of course.
Bacon.
Yes.
Then I want to say there's
three.
A Canadian bacon.
There is a Canadian bacon usually
and
involved.
I also think there's a ground beef, a seasoned ground beef.
I believe that's right. Like a meatball type of. Like, that's the idea behind it, is either meatball, ground beef, something to that effect.
Yeah.
Outside of the pork family.
And the one that we had been having, I won't say a lot, but Romeo's. There's a Romeo's location out there in Hilliard, too. We typically go more to Flyers now because they're awesome. Their pizza's awesome. And I'll try to find out what deal they have, because they are the style of pizza that you're looking for tonight.
Yes.
Flyers is.
Flyers
very good.
A lot of locations around town. Yeah, the one on Roberts is like batting almost 1,000, like 99.9%. Had one bad pizza out of like 200 that I've gotten there.
What's your thoughts on chicken on a pizza?
It can be pretty good.
I think when done properly.
A buffalo chicken pizza can be quite good.
It needs to have a white sauce for my liking.
It doesn't have to, though. It doesn't have to for me. I love a red sauce on a pizza.
I'll tell you the best chicken pizza that I've had is a barbecue chicken pizza that they do out at Eagles or at Eagles Villa, Eagle Pizza at New Albany. I always have enjoyed that one because it's you get a little bacon, you get a little barbecue sauce.
And red onion is great on that.
Yeah, and chicken. Maybe there's not bacon on that. I could be wrong on that.
No, there's bacon on there.
You could have bacon on that.
Yeah, and there's barbecue sauce and big piece of chicken. Oh, that is one of the best pizzas
I've ever
had.
They also do a Kickin' Chicken Ranch pizza.
No, I haven't had that.
It's off the menu, but if you order it, I think they'll still do it.
I'll tell you, pizza that Tyvus and I really, really loved and enjoyed together. Anytime we were doing a watch party at the casino, they have a Mikey's late night slice, like an actual location inside the casino where you guys bang. And the spicy ass pepperoni, it hits. Hits everything that we're looking for. So it's got a drizzle of something. Well, obviously, it's got the huge pepperoni. Yeah, I think the hot honey or some kind of hot aioli that kind of gets cooked into the pizza, and you can't really see it per se.
Don't let Dom Tiberi know about that.
So it's spicy. You get the pepperoni, and the banana peppers is just so sweet and tangy at the same time.
Speaking of Dom, Dom was on vacation last week.
Aruba.
So I said, I was vacation. He said, best Italian food I ever had. I said, where'd you go? Aruba. I had no idea. And he was telling me about all these Italian places in Aruba, where he went and had the best Italian food he's ever had. Aruba.
Wow. Yeah. That's must be nice. My vacations are not in Aruba. They're in Alabama.
That's where we go. A British spot?
I don't know. Who runs Aruba?
Who runs Aruba? Yeah. We don't run them, do we?
No.
No,
that's not us.
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda. Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego. Ooh, I want to take you down to Kokomo.
It does say that Aruba, Dutch is spoken there. So I'm guessing at some point.
Ned owns it?
It says a constituent country within the Kingdom of the Netherlands.
Okay.
All right. So now we know.
That's okay, because don't they have Curacao as well?
Yes, they own
down in that region.
They own that.
Yeah. They run that. They run some stuff down there.
Bonaire, and is that how you say it? Bonaire.
That sounds good.
And
Bonaire.
And Curacao. Aruba forms the group called the ABC Islands.
Who is the baseball player from Curacao?
Curacao. I know, because they had a team in
the World Baseball Classic. He was with the O's, and he left a couple of years ago.
I'm looking at
it. Who is that guy?
There have been multiple players, I want to say, from
There was one specific guy.
This is the guy.
That was good.
He played for Baltimore up until like 2021.
Well, Ozzy Albies is from there, for whatever it's worth.
Okay. It's not him. It's
no,
not him.
Not him. I know you're thinking. Kenley Jansen is from there.
He is?
Well, or at least he has heritage. He's listed on the list of players. I just Googled Curaçaoan baseball
like
players.
Kenley Jansen's American, isn't he?
Well, I'm just telling you, it says here.
All right.
He's Curaçao. I'm just telling you. Yeah, born in Curaçao.
Okay.
And then Jurickson Profar?
No, not him.
I don't know who the guy. Who is it that you're thinking?
Not important. Rapid Fire, coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone, I'm the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident blocking the left lane on eastbound 670 at 3rd Street, causing some slow traffic from 315. And we've got a 10-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. This report is sponsored by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need at the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
Jonathan Scope.
Huh?
Ah, right here.
Jonathan
right
Scope.
Here.
That's what who used to play for the Orioles and on Orioles. Curaçao.
Yeah. Jonathan Scope?
Jonathan
that was the infielder
Scope
I was thinking of.
Spelled like Shoop.
Yep. S-C-H-O-O-P. Yeah.
Didn't even know that was a guy. My bad.
Jonathan Scope.
Went to the Tigers. Went to the Brewers, Twins, and Tigers after Baltimore.
East Finals starts tonight between the Pacers and Celtics in Boston. Bone, who you taking?
You know what? The Celtics are the like odds-on favorite, rightfully so. I'm rooting for the Pacers, like 100% rooting for the Pacers. Celtics probably get this done in 7 or 6, but yeah, I'm rooting for the Pacers. I hope they get it done. Celtics win.
Teddy's putting money on something. Teddy, what are you betting?
Oh, I'll have some type of special parlay for the game, but if you're just going straight up.
Yeah, straight up.
Celtics win the series, but you never know. I mean, sometimes in these games, like Pacers could sneak out that game one, and then Boston might win the next, you know, four out of five to take this.
I think Boston takes it. This game one could easily go any way.
Yes.
Like, that's not what we're talking about. But for winning the series, yeah, I mean, Boston's just, they've been there more. This is one of those where if Boston doesn't win it, then everyone says the window's closing. These guys suck. Why are they so bad with all these talented players? Then the criticism just mounts on top of them. This is a nice story for the Pacers. They've not faced this pressure yet. Maybe that works in their favor, but I feel like the Celtics just, the stakes are too high for them to lose this series.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by Custom Air. Custom Air. Custom Solutions. Custom Comfort.
All right, Teddy. Rapid fire number one.
All right. You must choose one of these options. Our guy Panarin wins the cup with the Rangers, or our guy Bob, he wins the cup with the Panthers.
Bob.
Yeah.
But Bob was the better player here for a longer period of time, and I think that...
What?
Well, for a longer period of time.
No, you're right. He was the best goalie in the league.
Yes.
I agree with that. He won the Vezina.
Twice.
I know, but I'm saying Panarin is arguably the best skater that's ever played for the Blue Jackets.
He won it twice, didn't he?
No.
It was just once.
I think just the one time. I thought. Did he win it twice?
Two.
Did he win two here?
Two. Oh, yeah. Two.
Okay. It's
the second best player they've ever had, right?
Right, exactly. That's what I was about to
say. Next to Nash.
Nash got his number retired when Bob is done. No. 72 goes up there.
He's the second best. Yeah. That's a bigger debate. We can have that discussion later. All I'm saying is Panarin may be the best pure player I've ever seen play for the Jackets.
Yeah, but it was a year and a half.
I know, and that's what I'm saying is if he played here longer, there'd be no doubt who the best player in franchise history is, but he didn't.
Right.
Now, my
reason, gets a tribute. We know that.
My reason is not Panarin or Bob related. It's I want the Panthers to win for Rimmer. Rimmer's going to be thrilled if that happens.
True.
As much as he loves the Blue Jackets, and I know that, that's another organization that he worked for and in his year of retirement.
I don't know if his baboon heart can take it.
That's what I'm saying. I think he would get
That'd
to have some special moments down there in South Florida, and I know he would enjoy seeing it. If the Jackets can win it, then obviously the Panthers I'd like to see take it.
Rapid fire number two.
Will the Blue Jackets hire a new GM before the end of the playoffs?
No.
The way this is going, I mean,
no.
I
Dude, I'm telling you, Pascal Vince is going to be the head coach. Bonus prediction, they won't hire a GM before the playoffs are over, and PV is going to be back next year. Get ready for another year of Pazzi. That's what we're doing.
Give me poison.
That's what this dumb organization is going
to
do, and they're going to do it all in the name of, we got to get it right. We don't want to screw it up. Yeah, because if you take 8 months to make this decision, you still won't screw it up, right, Mike Babcock? Like, they're always going to screw it up because the people still making decisions are the ones making decisions and have been for the last 20 years. So it's a bigger problem than JD. It's a bigger problem than even, you know, some of the other guys that have been here. It's a Mike Priest and ownership problem, and that's where you're stuck.
Rapid fire number three.
If you were to have a Man and Bone music festival, what three bands would you choose to headline the event?
Well, we have to do something that's going to make all three of us happy. All right?
Okay.
So Creed has to be one of them.
All right.
Right?
Well, I was just thinking of it as... Yeah, you're right, because I was just thinking of who the bands are I would submit, and then we can all pick. But who are the three you would submit? And, Ted, I guess you should offer yours, too.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
I like that.
How big's the budget for this, by the way?
He didn't put any...
Okay.
No, so yeah. Creed and monetary Foo Fighters. Restrictions?
Who's the third band?
Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Papa Roach?
Yeah, I mean, you could do that. I would much prefer a Limp Bizkit if we're going to go in that... Rap rock vein.
I was never a Limp Bizkit guy.
Well, okay. You're missing out because they're great. I would say my three bands I would submit, and again, I think one of these would get picked. Rage Against the Machine.
I don't like Rage.
You don't like Rage Against the Machine?
Pass. I sign off on that.
What are you, a wuss? Yeah. Green Day.
What are you, a wuss?
Green Day.
What are you, a wuss?
Yes.
Hey, put some hot honey on a pizza, wuss!
Yeah, there you go. And Thrice. But again, I'll get overruled on all those because we'll go with bands that are... way past their prime.
I mean, I like Green Day.
That's there right. you go, Teddy. That's there right. you go.
Green Day's not past their prime at all.
Still killing it. Still making great music. Still banging.
How about Goo Goo Dolls?
No, not interested.
Better than Ezra?
Not interested. No, Green Day's fine. We can do Green Day.
All right. And I think we could go with Creed, because I know Creed would make you happy.
And Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters is, yeah, we can do that.
Yes.
There we go.
Rapid fire number four.
What's your favorite song that mentions a state in the lyrics? We were talking yesterday about how the Chili Peppers have California in all their songs. So give me a song.
I can give you plenty of songs.
Go ahead.
Well, the initial one that comes right up to bat is Hawthorne Heights, Ohio is for Lovers. Cut my wrist and black my eyes because my heart is in Ohio. Like the guy singing about his girlfriend still being back in Ohio. That's great. This one's for you, Teddy. Heads Carolina, Tails California, Jody Messina, a little country music action.
All right.
And then this one, I think, if you haven't heard this song, Mountain, Mississippi Queen, if you know what I mean, that is one of my all-time favorite like classic rock tunes. I think all three of those qualify. Are we disqualifying anything from Kansas?
Well, like, Kansas, that's the name of the band.
I know, but I'm saying anything from like bands with state names in them, we can't include in this,
that's
right?
That's next week's question.
Okay. Good to know, Ted.
Local H, California Songs is the name of the song. California Songs. It is a song about how they hate hearing songs about California.
Oh,
and
there you
so
go.
Do I. Rapid fire number five.
Yesterday was National Streaming Day. What streaming service do you currently use the most?
Like TV or music? What are we talking about?
I'm talking about, TV. Sorry.
TV.
Yeah.
Well, what do you use the most?
You porn.
No. Like I said, that's the streaming service.
That's a streaming service?
That's a website.
It's an app on your big screen?
I mean...
Is that... Yeah.
You can aircast it.
What's that, Daddy? Oh.
You can't aircast it.
You can aircast it.
Can't confirm over here.
You know,
it
probably
sounds
just
like
the Roku channel. I like some of the weird, bizarre channels they have there.
I've never watched the Roku channel.
Yeah, they have like an Unsolved Mysteries channel where it's all Robert Stack Unsolved Mysteries.
All right.
I told you about the little hiccup I had with the straight-up Roku channel.
What?
They were starting to put sort of like... Cinemax type of films on there.
What's the problem?
Well, they stay up there in the
history
in the previously watched. you gotta be careful with that. Other people see
Timmy's
that stuff.
Like, how do I delete my Roku
what
history?
Is this? Who is doing that?
I think I mean, probably Paramount Plus is the one I watch the most, just because they have some shows for the kids, and I watch some soccer on there, but. I mean, honestly, the thing I watch the most that's streaming technically on my TV is YouTube. I have YouTube TV, but like I watch more YouTube videos on my TV than I do any other streaming service by far. In fact, now I think I need to get rid of like Netflix or something Because I barely ever watch Netflix anymore.
You got too many?
Yeah.
How are you going to watch the Tyson-Jake Paul fight?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, because that's not rigged.
Yeah. I got to keep that just so I can watch two things I don't care about fight each other. That's great.
We're talking to Calvin today. Works here at The Fan.
Mm-hmm.
Big boxing fan. Says he was devastated when Tyson Fury lost this weekend. But also had a hot take that said Mike Tyson, even in his prime, overrated.
Oh, he said he's overrated.
He did not like Mike Tyson.
I'm trying to remember what his specific grievance is with Mike Tyson when it comes to boxing.
His grievance was anytime he fought someone actually good, he lost in his prime.
Yes.
That's, in his prime.
That's right.
It's not a horrible take. I'd like to see him make that take to Mike Tyson.
Well, you can say that about any boxer, right?
Yes.
You can go to Butterbean and say, hey, Butterbean, you suck.
Well, I mean, that's Timmy. Our whole job is based on, I'd like to see you say that to his face.
I know.
I walk in today and Devere Posey, because I was asked on this show, who do you pick, Tyvus or Devere? Devere was on earlier, and when I walked in today and he was here, he said, oh, Team Tyvus just rolled in and came right at you. What's that about?
He knew.
And I said, hey, man, they asked me to pick. I said it right to his face that I would pick Tyvus.
It's different when it's someone like Mike Tyson.
But we are in a world of us saying this about players that, yes, presumably saying it to their face would be a lot tougher if they were standing right here. You're exactly right.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get back on track. We're going to do a real segment. It is about a beaver getting a rejuvenation. Okay? Rejuvenation.
I'm not even going to ask questions about this.
Coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a couple of 10-minute slowdowns. We've got one on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 17th Avenue, and another 10-minute delay on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. Summit Racing has the parts and accessories to keep your ride summer road trip ready. Choose from millions of parts in stock. Shop summitracing.com. Use promo code RADIO for $10 off an order of $100 or more. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/2/24. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus, specifically their 12,000 square foot sports book. When you enter the casino, you walk straight in. All right?
Yeah.
You walk past the gaming tables. You'll have slots on your left, right?
Well, you just said both. Which direction? Left, right? Which one?
When you walk in, you'll have gaming tables on both sides of you.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Right? And then slots on your left, or is it slots on your right and left?
Depends on which way you come in.
Anyway, you keep going straight. You will hit the sports book. It's right there in the center. It's the heart of the casino. All the action that you want, plus delicious food and drink and drunk Scotty Vegas and coked out. I'm sorry, he's not drunk. He's coked out in the corner.
Yeah.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's talk about a beaver rejuvenation. Penn State trustees have approved a $700 million renovation of Beaver Stadium. They would like to get the capacity up over 100,000 and upgrade the amenities. So let them live.
That sounds great. I'm all for that.
Here's some more stadium news for you. The Jags say they will play regular season games in either Orlando or Gainesville when their stadium is being renovated in 2027. They'll be able to play in their current stadium while it's under construction for 2 years, but then they'll have to close it completely for 2027. They'll have to pick a location. They say they're staying in the state with one of those two places.
You know, just to be the agent of chaos that I think we need to be in this city when it comes to sports, I know they would never do this, but the city of Columbus should make a big stink about it and say, hi, we just want the Jags to know if either of those don't work out, we want it here at Ohio Stadium. We'll play games here. Yeah, we'll fill it up. No worries. We got bigger stadiums here than you got down there. You think you're good? Come up here and see what happens. And I guarantee you, we would be able to fill that stadium with the Jags and whoever every single week of their home schedule if you put it here. Now, they obviously won't do that. But why not throw it out there and keep putting our name out there? I'm saying let's go.
When the Browns put a dome on a new lakefront stadium or whatever the hell they're doing,
Yeah.
They'll need a place to play. They can come down here.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Bring them down.
I mean, the Haslams know what's up.
Well, they do. They've seen it with the lower.com. They know how it goes. Yeah, put that in Ohio Stadium. You will have the you will set NFL attendance records for an entire however many years they're in there. You're exactly right.
There's a report that says LeBron is not involved in the Lakers coaching search. Your laugh here.
Well, why? Number one, lie. But just, and I don't even mean this in the sense of, like, I think he's a bad dude for wanting to be involved in it. I would presume that if you have Tom Brady on your team, if you had Wayne Gretzky on your team,
everybody of his stature,
yeah,
is like, going to be involved.
Guys that are in the greatest of all time conversation, when they go to hire a new head coach for that team, they're going to talk to that guy about who do you, here are the candidates we like. Which one of these guys do you think you would work well with? Which one do you have? And they may not take the opinion. They may say, all right, thank you for the note, but we're going to go this route. Now, if LeBron is saying he's not actively calling every single day the Lakers ownership and their, you know, everybody else involved in this hire and saying, I demand this guy or I walk. Well, maybe that's not, maybe he's not doing that. That's fine. But the idea that anybody of his stature is not involved, of course he is. Of course, like, I don't even know why he cares to have that out there, that he's not involved in it. I think, do sports fans get mad about that now? I certainly don't. I don't think most of you get mad when you find out, like, we were just talking about Anthony Edwards with the Timberwolves the last couple days and how good they've been. They're not going to fire their head coach anytime soon, but if they did, do you think they're going to not talk to him about, hey, who do you like us to hire as the next head
coach?
They
should talk to him.
Of course. He's not at LeBron's level yet or
that
anything like that.
That doesn't mean you hire whoever he says. Like, if LeBron comes to you and says, hey, JJ Redick.
Yeah.
And you say, all right, dude, pipe down.
Don't you think the Blue Jackets are talking to Johnny Gaudreau?
Well, they shouldn't be talking to Johnny Gaudreau.
No, but I'm saying,
score more than 12 goals.
Hey, man, I'm just telling you, even that, it's one of, he's the highest paid player on the team. He's the biggest name we have on the team.
If you talk to anybody, you're talking to Boone. He's a captain.
Okay, but they're, yes, but they're also wanting to make sure the guy they're paying the most money to is not going to be like, yeah, I hate this guy and I won't play for him. Don't you think they want to know that? Don't you think they at least want to run that by? I'm not saying they then go hire whoever he throws out. I'm saying that I would assume even at that low of a level with the Jackets and whatever Johnny Gaudreau currently is, they would run stuff by him just to say, we're thinking this way just so you're aware. Also, I have a just so you're aware that just popped into the feed here from the YouTube discussion.
What?
On our live stream.
What?
Craig, longtime listener of the show, mentioned that Better Than Ezra, which came up, I guess, in the last segment at some point. Did you mention them or did
Teddy tossed them
Teddy,
out.
Okay, Teddy threw it out there. Did you know they're coming to Powell this year?
They are?
Yeah. They're playing the Powell Festival, which is apparently 2 days of incredible entertainment. Friday night, Plain White Tees are opening with or playing with Brick Walk Nights and North to Nashville.
What's Plain White Tees? Is that Hey There, Delilah?
I believe that's correct, yes. Pretty sure. And then Saturday, Better Than Ezra is opening up or is playing with Chasmatics and Radio City opening up for them. So there you go. You got some pretty big names coming to the Powell Festival this year.
That's not bad.
That is June 21st and 22nd.
We got the in too because, you know, our guy, Evan Blankenship.
He's the lead singer.
He's North to Nashville.
He's one of the members. He's the lead singer.
I'm going to say he's the whole band.
I'm sure the rest of the guys in the band feel real good about that.
Creatively, it all runs through him.
Yeah. No, he is obviously a big part of it. You're the front man. Playing the guitar, singing, all that. Yeah, he's great.
Also, Dom Taberi has tweeted me. I retweeted it. You can find it at Common Man Radio. If you want to see them cook pasta in a Parmesan wheel in Aruba, there's video of it.
Oh.
It's on my Twitter feed.
I've seen people do this online. I wonder how that... I'm sure it couldn't be bad.
I retweeted him. And give Dom a follow, too. He's very insecure. Give him a follow. At Common Man Radio is where I am, and then you can find Dom.
Okay.
My guy.
He's only been doing this longer than you and I have been alive.
The
sure,
Big Ten
insecure.
Is the best at making money. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to hit a 15-minute slowdown if you need to travel southbound 315 between Lane Avenue and I-70. And watch out for an accident on Fishinger Road just east of Cemetery Road. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you. With Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could...
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Game show coming up at 5:34. What's the game, Boner?
The game this week is pretty straightforward. Just IndyCar driver or not. I'm going to Indy 500s this weekend. All the field is set. They already qualified this past weekend. So
who are we taking? Graham?
Graham is, he is very last row.
Oh.
Very last guy in the field.
Bobby?
Bobby Rahal?
Yep.
I'd love to. Not currently racing an IndyCar.
Oh.
But sure, Bobby Rahal, legend, my guy.
Andretti?
I believe Marco Andretti is in the field, but yeah, I'd love to see him win. That would be quite the story if it did. You know what? Yes, Marco Andretti. That's what I'm rooting for.
Teddy?
There you go.
Teddy, who you taking? Teddy's got money.
Well, I don't need to just keep throwing names out because Bone's playing this game.
Yeah, we don't want to start throwing out names that are, you know.
I mean, I could throw out one, but then I might ruin the game.
Okay.
Well, who's the name you want to throw out, Teddy? Go ahead.
Colton Herta.
No, you're not. You know what? You didn't ruin the game. Yes. He's not in.
Please, Hammer, don't Herta.
Now, Colton Herta, son of Brian Herta. No one cares.
Of course, Brian.
But back in the day on Bryce Road, where there used to be a thing called the Scarborough Mall, I used to go over there a ton. That's where my family lived over that way. JCPenney Outlet Mall, all that stuff. They had once at the Target over there on Bryce Road when I was a wee lad. Brian Herta, Colton Herta's dad, drove the Target IndyCar. And they had him and the other driver who drove for Target, Jimmy Vassar, both of them with their IndyCars. And I got to meet them when I was a little kid. Yeah.
How little are we talking?
I was probably like a teenager, I'm guessing.
I mean,
12. Well, 12 to 14, somewhere in there. I was a kid. I wasn't like a grown man. I wasn't like 5, but I wasn't like 25.
I got it.
Anyway, so seeing Colton Herta run, I'm always rooting for him. That's always a dude I'm going to root for.
All right. A little problem today, apparently, with Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yeah. This story, he apparently is being arraigned. I don't even know. Something, he's being arraigned.
Okay.
They're doing this over Zoom. I'm not following what this is. But apparently, I saw this tweeted out. There's video of it. I have not heard the video. I'm just watching the video. It appears everyone gets uncomfortable because during this arraignment, he has a Zoom microphone on. He has his microphone on the Zoom call, but he's not on the screen. Yet you can hear someone, apparently him, get up and walk into the bathroom and then relieve themselves. And that made me think of, I don't remember what town this is from.
It doesn't matter.
There's a city council meeting where a guy sitting on the city council did this, and we do have audio of that.
Oh, we do.
And it's some of the most glorious audio you're ever going to hear.
Favorite pieces of audio. Let's take a listen.
I won't belabor all the details. I'm sure most of you remember Mr. Guest's presentation from last time, and I imagine he's going to hit some of the highlights here in a minute. But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call on governmental representatives that are higher up the chain of and ask for action at the federal level. I am aware of Mr. Brainard's concerns that he raised last time, and there would be instances where I actually agree that we should take action locally first, but there are not any KFO operations in Georgetown, so for us to just say it within the city limits would be would be an empty gesture. And also these diseases don't know any boundaries. So a state by state approach would just mean that the
God.
Now, what's better, that or the Annie Hockhausen?
I feel like that's better. Although Annie Hockhausen is very good. Annie Hockhausen, there's a lot of her just, you can tell like she should not be there, right? There's a whole thing where she doesn't understand like what this meeting is about. She thinks it's like a public forum where she can just air her grievances. and it's actually a very specific public forum.
All right,
about airing very specific grievances.
We're going to put this to the. We're going to put it to the people.
All right,
we're going to have a final decision. You just heard that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now we need to play. Her name's not Annie Hockhausen, but I just refer to it as Annie Hockhausen.
No. Well,
what is the number?
I don't know what her name is either. But yeah, whoever this lady is,
Lisa Leanne Whitmer, isn't it?
My name. Yes, she'll say it right at the beginning. You're right. She does say what it is.
And I got to find it.
It's definitely Whitmer because her dad is Minister Marlon Lee Whitmer.
All right. Where's the
Annie Hockhausen is definitely not her mom. I'm pretty sure.
Where's the full one, Teddy?
I don't know where it
should be just right by the other cuts. You type in.
Yeah.
I think it's just under Facebook lady, isn't it? Or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I told him. Just put it in there and find it.
Put it in
idiot.
There.
What's wrong with you? Find this thing and let's go.
All right, I have, I have Facebook song.
No, that's not
it. And I have I don't like Facebook. What did we label it?
He said Facebook lady.
It's not Facebook lady.
Oh, Portillo's lady. I bet it's Portillo's. Type in Portillo's because it was a meeting about
zoning.
Zoning or Portillo's. It's got to be one of the two.
Not zoning.
All right, I'm telling you. Type in Portillo's. Might be Portillo's.
Not Portillo's.
Speaking of, Portillo's, they have an Indianapolis location. I'll be there this weekend, just so you know.
Prepare
yourself. I'll be there. I was there last year for it. I'm going back this year. I'm going to get it. Can't wait.
I don't know where it is. How do we not have this at the ready?
I don't
know.
This should be on your hotkeys over there. All your buttons. You should have that ready to go.
It's crazy rezoning lady.
Crazy rezoning.
Yeah. So maybe we should relabel that.
I can't remember that.
You should label it Annie Hockhausen, right? Because that's not even right. Exactly that's not even right either.
It's exactly right.
Well, we have a shorter one of Annie Hockhausen. All right, here we go. This is the final thing now. We just heard city council farting pooping guy.
Hang on. You listen to both of these and then at manandbone971 on Twitter, you tell us which one is the better
what is
of these
the
two sound bites.
Soundbite is a city council meeting to discuss rezoning to put in a restaurant called Portillo's.
Hello. My name is Lisa Ann Whitmer Wagman. I just moved here because I'm getting a divorce. And it's not final till September 18th. My husband will not give me any money. Not one penny. The lawyer won't help me. My husband won't help me. My dad, Marlon Lee Whitmer, he's a minister, won't help me. My stepmother won't help me. My mother passed away 7 years ago. And my dad and Annie Hockhausen, they wrote at Vera French that they both are my parents. Annie is my stepmom. I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing, but there's a reason. My lawyer is Justin Tidal. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. I'm moving down to Texas soon to help the children in Texas. I'm a very loving parent. Very, very, very loving parent. I have a 20-year-old daughter. She's going to college at St. Ambrose this fall. She's in Muscatine College right now. Her name's Brianna Elizabeth. And she is not helping me because she's 20. She's scared. She doesn't want her parents to separate. Or divorce.
Ma'am, we're discussing the rezoning for the Portillo's. Do you have any comments on that?
For what?
We're discussing the rezoning on 53rd for...
Well, I live on 63rd.
Again, we're here to hear comments about the rezoning.
Well, I don't like Facebook. And I don't like the internet because I can't find a job. The library blocked my password. Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
Ma'am, we're not here to discuss your personal life. I'm sorry. Do you have any comments about the rezoning?
No, sir. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Day.
Thank you.
All right, what's the verdict?
You know, I don't know if people... I think people had to listen to the whole thing here. I mean, we're on a, you know,
what's
delay.
The verdict from us, though?
Oh, from us.
From us!
Here's where I'm going to go with Portillo's lady. Or the rezoning lady, whatever we're calling this bit. I feel like we've gotten so much more sound out of it from Like, we play so, like, as I'm listening to that, I'm like, oh, there's that one. There's that one. It's like when you watch a movie you love and you hear someone say the line that everyone says all the time. You're like, oh, that's where that's from. I mean, there's at least five or six of those that we play regularly on this show.
I know, but we don't, I feel like City Council Fart Diarrhea Man suffers because there's really no great lines in that.
There's no great lines.
But it doesn't mean that it's not a great piece of audio. Are we also neglecting, now it's not as long as the other ones, the Les Miles Columbus Day?
No. Well, again.
Don't crap on that
I'm
now.
I'm not crapping on it.
All right, let's listen.
Okay.
Let's listen.
Fine.
Good afternoon. Just want to remind everybody that it's Columbus Day, that all those of you that know Italians and like Italians are the people that might venture onto a ship and travel to explore and find new lands. This is your day. So it's not St. Paddy's Day. That's a different day entirely.
So stupid.
I can't.
I mean, he at least has a little tongue firmly planted in cheek where he's
does
doing
he?
That. Yeah.
I know, you're giving him too much credit,
no,
man.
No, he did that whole, like, I'm an aloof guy kind of routine with the media. And then like, 2 minutes later, they're going to be asking about linebackers, and he's going to have very, like, cohesive answers. He's like a goober who didn't really think anybody would care about this, so he just threw it off the cuff. It was his way of disarming the media.
There's one more I would like to throw into the conversation.
Okay. Well, this is a full-blown thing.
We're talking about the greatest pieces of audio we've ever played on this show.
Yeah. Huh?
Okay? That's a big conversation.
Okay.
I don't take it lightly.
I understand that.
There's one more that I think we're missing that deserves consideration. Now, we've got City Council Fart Diarrhea Guy. We've got Annie Hockhausen. We've got Les Miles Columbus Day. And I think we'd be remiss if we did not mention the Joe Paterno interview with the Tampa radio station.
Oh, man. See, that's funny because I thought... There were two other ones I thought you might bring up.
What are the other ones?
I thought you might bring up, was it the lady with the, you know, I got bronchitis?
Oh, that, Sweet Brown!
Sweet Brown!
Oh!
Right!
All right, you know what?
Take a break!
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to play more dumb sounds.
Yes.
To determine what is the best dumb sound we've ever played on this show. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident on the left shoulder of northbound 315 at Olentangy River Road. It's slow from Lane Avenue. And we've got a 5-minute delay on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and I-70. This report is sponsored by Custom Air, your independent American Standard custom care dealer. You're not just a homeowner. You're also an air conditioner that only works sometimes owner. You need cooling built and tested to keep going. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard. Visit CustomAirCo.com for your estimate today. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. Back to Man and Bone.
All right, as often happens on this show, we've descended into chaos. We have an argument brewing behind the scenes about the best piece of audio we've ever played on this show. We've got Annie Hockhausen, we've got City Council Fart Person, we've got Les Miles Columbus Day.
And then you said there's another one that we need to play, and I said, is it Sweet Brown? And
it's not,
I forgot
but we
got to
play
that.
Sweet Brown. Joe Paterno, interview fail. This is obviously when Joe Paterno was still coaching at Penn State. He was talking to a radio station, WDAE, in Tampa. Let's take a listen.
We have the legend who a long time ago sat in my living room recruiting my brother, the head coach of the Penn State University.
Hey, you got to speak up. There's a lot of people around here.
All right. Well, we welcome you in, Coach. And what I was saying is that you sat in my living room recruiting my brother a long time ago. So I've been a Penn State rooter for a long, long time, being from Philadelphia. Can you hear me, Coach?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
All right. Well.
hang on just a second. Okay. Hey, I can't even get
there.
I can't.
Are you there?
I'm here. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
is there any way you can
I'm screaming into the microphone as it is now. I mean, and he's live on the air, so I mean, I'm yelling at the top of my lungs. So I don't know if the noise is too much there that he can't hear me or what. I don't know.
No, we're in a pretty quiet area.
Okay, well, I'll try it again. Yeah, let's absolutely.
Here we go.
Can you hear me, Martha?
Coach Paterno, I can hear you great, and I don't know if
can you
hear me.
Up?
I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, Coach. I can't talk any louder than this.
I tell you, I'm having trouble hearing you.
All right, well, why don't we hand? You know, what can I do? I can't. Can you hear me now? No, he can't hear me. I can't yell any louder. We'll just have to let this go. I'm sorry. We just can't do it.
All right, if we're ranking.
Oh, that is so uncomfortable,
if
by the way.
If we're ranking, what are we doing?
Well,
like, what's...
Here's... All right. Just first on that particular one, one of my favorite things is how the PR guy comes in and is like, yeah, it's perfectly quiet in here, and I can hear you fine.
I can hear you perfectly,
yeah. So let me get this Hall of Fame coach back here, because it's clearly his fault that he can't hear you. Here, let me put him right back on, and then changes nothing. Like, doesn't turn the volume up on the phone, doesn't do anything.
Probably all the way up.
Yeah, true enough. Anyway, I feel like, for me, the ranking is Hockhausen, then farting city council guy.
So Hockhausen's one for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then city council guy farting, then it's less, and then that one's like a distant fourth for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I like
Teddy,
it.
What about you? Is that a distant fourth for you, too?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
I'm not getting
there's
the
others that I like that more one, than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But play Sweet Brown.
All right, Sweet Brown. This is this was a local news broadcast. There was a fire in an apartment complex, and so they found someone who lived in the apartment complex to tell you about the fire. And that's when we were introduced to Sweet Brown.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Now, again, that's another one where we use a ton of those.
She's incredible. So much gold in just 30 seconds of interview.
She got famous for that. She went on The View.
Yeah. This lady, she blew up after that. So I got people, here's on Twitter, I've got, we've got multiple people saying that I'm trying to find, because now what I have, sadly, I'm scrolling through these, and same thing on the YouTube chat, people are suggesting their favorites. They're throwing out like the cheese grater guy.
Oh, the cheese grater guy.
One, there was a local... guy, like a guy got local news, guy got robbed, but they didn't steal anything really of value. They stole like soap and a cheese grater and all this random crap from this
all
dude.
Right, here, I got cheese grater.
Okay.
Officials say meth is on the rise, and as a result, so is crime.
Must have been a bad batch around here because Floyd County's went crazy in the last 4 days.
Neighbors notified Mason Tackett that his cousin, Philip Matthew Higgins, was seen carrying items from his house.
When I finally got down here to the house to look see what happened, the door was standing wide open. It looked like he was packing up for a yard sale when he come out.
And that is when he confronted Higgins.
He was lying, throwing his hands and saying stuff like, I didn't do it, I didn't do it, you know how rogues do, and blaming on everybody else.
The confrontation took a dangerous turn once Tackett found items belonging to him.
He did pull a gun on me when I got back around the house because I guess he thought I was upset with him.
Items not normally the target of a would-be burglar.
Who steals a cheese grater? He's got the worst Lysol. He stole an empty bottle of spray. What got me the most was my soap. He stole my soap. Who steals soap?
Philip Higgins is charged with receiving stolen property and being a convicted felon with a firearm.
Oh. There's so much I like about that.
Mm-hmm.
The serious news guy narrating the piece.
Yes. In market like 240.
Oh my God.
This is not, again, I don't mean to crap on the news guy, but he is obviously like, this is a guy who's, he's not making a ton, this guy. This is like probably his first gig. May not be the gig. He may not do it again. But that news guy was trying to make that sound like it was Nightline. Like he had just, I'm on CNN right now talking about a meth head stealing a cheese grater. Allegedly. We have so many suggestions. I genuinely think we could get a bracket out of this. A tournament of some kind could emerge from this discussion.
What else are we forgetting?
Well, a lot of people bringing up Coach O.
Oh, Coach
was
O.
Selling the Hummers, the commercial. We have got, I mean, you have to remember, there are like three Les Miles submissions alone.
No, I know.
You've got the time. Didn't he talk about, do we have the one where he talks about, I know there's a quote of him.
The world of FIFA.
FIFA. That's better. I think that's better than Columbus Day.
All right, hold on.
FIFA's better than Columbus Day for me. We've got, dude, I've got so many people I'd forgot. People are saying cheese grater guy. They brought that up. I've got burgers guy. With the end times burgers from Jim Baker.
There's too much to choose from.
Yeah.
Why did I start doing this?
Dude, we could take a few days. Maybe we give it a few weeks. We take your submissions. We can form a bracket out of this and do this like in June.
Are you sure we can, though?
What do you mean?
I mean, we really should stay on track. Are you sure we can? Teddy, what do you think? You're the voice of reason.
Yeah, Teddy, should we stay in like actual sports news today? Or
that could be one of them, you know?
What do you mean?
Don't put that pressure on me.
If we get this bracket together.
Don't put that pressure on me. And by the way, I love how it would be one of them because we wouldn't really talk. We would just play audio from other things.
Yeah, yeah. That's how we do it.
Was there a lady? I don't remember if the, I know.
What about the Ric Flair scratch-off tickets?
Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Oh.
The one we played a couple weeks ago. Scott Steiner math. That's great.
Scott Steiner math. It's in the intro.
Sammy Sosa hot dogs.
Sammy Sosa hot dog. Armor hot dogs. Yes. We got plenty of the Barry Zito voicemail. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unicorn Club.
Unicorn Club. Right.
Hola. Sammy Sosa here. And I love Armor hot dog so much. I'm going to sing about it. Hot dogs. Armor hot dogs. A quien le gusta Armor hot dogs. A los niños, a la niña, que se quieren reír. A los chicos, a la chica, que se quieren divertir. Dame hot dogs, armo hot dogs. The dogs keep love to buy. I love those armo hot dogs.
See?
All right, we're going to do it.
We'll have to. Oh, dude. People are bringing up Feinbaum callers.
Oh! All right.
Yeah, we got
game show coming up.
We got too much of this. We can't do it all today, but we are going to retool, come back in a few, like, I don't know when, because you're going on vacation soon.
I'm just going to be gone for a week. Don't worry about it. I know. I'll be back.
Okay. We're going to get through all that. We got memorial stuff going on. Maybe once that's all done, we can do this.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I cannot. Now, all right. That's all I want to think about is like ranking all this, putting it in a bracket and going.
Game show coming up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
If you need to travel westbound 670 between 5th Avenue and 315, expect almost a 20-minute delay there. And we have an accident on the left shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side before Spring Street. It's slow from 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And an Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, the Fan traffic.
Murdering brain cells, one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
I'm looking at all the suggestions for.
Oh my gosh.
People are suggesting the Jay Burson phone call.
Well.
With the. That
like we, a fake we, one or the real
no,
ones?
No, the real one, though.
Because we had real ones.
But we splice that together. Does it count?
I don't know. I feel like if it's actual Jay Burson, yes. If it's us making the sound, no.
No. They were his sounds. We just condensed them.
Like we did with Gottlieb, where he had the... I don't know. Like, I guess we could put some of that stuff in there. But I think the sound bites have to be longer than like 5 seconds. They have to be...
Here's Burson phone sounds.
Okay.
This is a minute.
Okay.
This actually, I think, was when Torg was on the show.
Okay. Yeah.
And we really struggled offensively also down the stretch. And give Penn State a lot of credit. They hung around and had a chance. Those two little guards, little Frazier and little Taylor Bass, were able to get penetration against us and wreak a little bit of havoc. They didn't necessarily score a lot for themselves, but they were able to draw defense and then to find other guys, open shooters or cutters. And then for them to just keep playing, you know, we got 10 or 12 in the second half, and in the past,
record
Penn State type of teams would have spoiled it a little bit, but this team just kept going and playing, and typically, and what Jared Sullinger is a good free throw shooter, but not a great free throw shooter, and he's the guy that gets to the free throw line. he's the guy that's going to have to be the guy to be able to do that for us.
We got
to
get you a new phone. I'm buying you one. I don't care if your birthday's
I'm buying you one.
We're going to buy you a new phone.
Okay, because I want people to hear this great, you know, this great analyst that I have. I don't want to pay any attention to the phone.
Why do I sound like that?
Because it's a slower bit rate. I know, processing
can
stuff.
Can we fix that stuff?
Jay sounded just fine.
Yeah, he did. It actually just sounded just like him. What happened to you?
I don't know. There's no way I sounded like that. There's no way. I'm sorry.
No.
Hey, didn't. Bruce. How you doing, man?
Who's that, Bobby?
No, that's what you sound like.
Hey, how you doing there? Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
Come
hey, coach.
On. All right. We're going to do all this.
All right.
We're going to make a list. We're going to do it all. Game show.
All right. The game show is real or fake Indy 500 driver. So I give you a name. You tell me, is this someone in this year's Indy 500? First up, Sultan Kostin. Is Sultan Kostin
Sultan
an Indy 500 driver?
Kostin. I'm going to say yes, he is.
Oh, sorry. No, he's not, but he is a very tall human. He currently holds the record for current tallest living human.
Oh, how
he
tall?
He is 8'2.26 inches tall. So 8.2 and a quarter inches, basically.
What kind of dong you think we're looking at there?
I have no idea. He is 42 years old. Let him live.
Don't pretend like, oh, that doesn't interest me. You don't want to take a look at that?
I mean, it interests me, but I don't know. I don't know the answer. I mean, I presume.
I mean, if it's tiny, that's also notable.
Does he, like, again, does the Guinness World Record people keep record of that? And then does he, after being the tallest human, just go, oh, and by the way, can I go over to the next stall where you're testing for this other thing? Can I just also put my stuff out there and see what's going on with that? Maybe. Next up, Augustine Catapino. Is Augustine Catapino an IndyCar driver?
Yes.
Real driver of the number 78 Juncos Hollinger entry. He will start on the inside of row 8 in the 22nd position. Next up, Kiffin Simpson. Is Kiffin Simpson a real IndyCar driver?
Yes.
Driver of the number 4 Chip Ganassi Racing entry. He will start on the outside of row 6 in the 18th position. Next up, Santino Ferrucci.
Ferrucci!
Real or fake IndyCar driver?
I'm going to say fake.
Sorry.
Oh, Teddy was quick with that buzzer. He's big on Santino Ferrucci.
Driver of the number 14 AJ Foyt Enterprises entry. He will start on the outside of row number 2 in the 6th position. He's a hot driver, Mike. Next up, Ken Edmonds. Is Ken Edmonds a real or fake IndyCar driver?
Fake.
Yes.
Who is he?
Not an IndyCar driver, but he is from Indianapolis. He's better known by the stage name Babyface. He's written and produced over 26 number one R&B hits throughout his career.
I know Babyface.
He's won 13 Grammy Awards. He's produced hits for everyone from Boys to Men to Fall Out Boy to Beyonce. You've met Babyface?
I've met Babyface.
What did
you
meet Babyface?
He was in... When I was working in Bakersfield, California, we had an R&B station that was in the cluster.
Yeah.
In the building there with us. And he was a guest on that show.
Wow.
And I met him in the hallway.
Look at that. Yeah, he's a legendary producer.
I'm sure he remembers it fondly.
Also, I know he didn't write a ton about this area of the country, but working in Bakersfield sounds like a Springsteen hit.
You're working in Bakersfield.
That's just what I get every time you say it. Next up, Oral Hildebrand.
Oh, I wish there was a guy named Oral, but I'm going to assume
real IndyCar driver.
That's not real.
He is not an IndyCar driver.
Oh.
He is, though, also from Indianapolis.
Who is he?
Center for the 1929 Butler Bulldogs basketball team that won the national championship. He then switched his attention and his efforts to baseball, where he broke into the major leagues as a pitcher and amassed 89 wins and a 4.35 ERA in 9 seasons with Cleveland, St. Louis, and the Yankees. So he won a national championship.
How do you spell an oral? Like
O-R-A-L. Like oral B. And like oral your mouth.
Not oral Hershiser, though. That was different.
No, he is spelled like oral, oral.
Oral, oral.
You know, like.
Got
it. Your dentist would look at your oral cavity.
Yeah. Oral Roberts.
Next up, Renus VK. Renus VK. Is that a real or fake IndyCar driver?
Fake.
Real. Driver of the number 21 Ed Carpenter Racing entry. He will start on the inside of row 3 in the 7th position. Next up, Linus Lundquist. Real or fake IndyCar driver?
Fake.
Real. He is on the number eight Chip Ganassi Racing entry.
Disappointed.
He will start on the outside of row 9 in the 27th position. Steve Elves. Is that an IndyCar driver? L-E-L-L-S.
Elves.
Yes.
Like Ernie Elves.
Yes, but Steve. Steve Elves.
Fake.
Yes, but he's a real person. He is from Indianapolis, and he's the guy who founded Chipotle.
Did he just speak? He must have just spoken.
I don't know, because he's the guy who spoke at Miami's graduation, I believe, is the current CEO.
Oh, okay.
This guy is the guy who founded, so I don't know. But he apparently stepped down in 2017 and once was vilified by the media for taking a $25 million a year salary as the founder and head of Chipotle, more than the CEOs of Ford and AT&T and a lot of much larger companies.
Then they all got on board and said, let's all do that.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell says, hold my beer.
Exactly right. And finally, Stingray Rob. He's a real guy.
Stingray.
But is Stingray Rob a real IndyCar driver, yes or no?
Regardless, that's not on his birth certificate.
Probably so.
I'll say he's a real guy. A real racer.
He is an IndyCar driver. He is driving the number 41 AJ Foyt entry. He will start in the middle of row 8 in the 23rd position. So, this weekend, you could be rooting for Stingray Rob. I think he raced last year, too, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think this is his first go-around, but let him live. There you go.
All right, now that we're done with this game, Teddy, who's going to win the 500? Tell me.
I'm going to go with the pole setter.
Flagpole setter.
Scott McLaughlin. Scott McLaughlin. He is on the pole, and he is going to win the Indy 500.
And he is from Down Under.
Oh, yeah?
Right? Australian?
Yeah.
Yeah, not New Zealand. I couldn't remember if he was from Australia or New Zealand, but yes.
Yeah. Will Power is from New Zealand, or is he an Australian guy?
You could be right on that. Yeah, there's a guy named Will Power who actually runs.
He's on the front row as well.
He's very good. What an awesome name that is.
Yes, kidding, right?
Yeah, and he's good too.
Yeah, he's been a good driver for a long time. Defending champion Joseph Newgarden completes the front row.
Yes.
On the outside of row one.
They're all in those Penske cars, and those were all fastest, and he owns the place, so you know the fix is in. And so one of those guys will win it.
For people not following, Roger Penske, if you've seen like Penske trucks around, that's him.
Uh-huh.
He also owns the IndyCar series.
Okay.
He owns a team in IndyCar that is, not arguably, it's the best team in IndyCar. He also owns the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Man.
So he owns like this whole deal. Man. And his cars are 1, 2, 3 on the grid. So
what's he worth?
Billions. Billions
and
billions.
What's his name?
Roger Penske.
Roger Penske. Net worth. Teddy, what do you think it is?
I'm guessing north of $10 billion is my guess.
Wow. I don't.
Oh, dude, he's got to be worth billion, like maybe
the
even more. I could be selling it low.
Tell me, $3.8 billion.
That's all.
That's
a joke.
He's in the poorhouse.
I don't believe them for
$3.8 billion.
Well, you know why? He's been racing for like his entire career.
Right.
Like as soon as he made money,
he's
a racer.
You know where he was born?
Where?
Shaker Heights.
Oh yeah. Okay. He's an Ohio guy.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
There you go. Yeah, he has a rule about his race teams.
What's the rule?
No facial hair.
Oh, yeah, he's the Yankees?
Spick and span. Like, if you come into his race shop, there cannot be, like, a bolt or a screw laying on the ground. There's no little dribs and drabs of oil. If a tile gets chipped in their race shop, they've got a guy who comes around and replaces the tiles the same day.
I like that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got an accident on the left shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side at James Road, causing a 5-minute delay there. And there's a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane on southbound 315 after Town Street. This report is sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. Summit Racing has the parts and accessories to keep your ride summer road trip ready. Choose from millions of parts in stock. Shop summitracing.com. Use promo code RADIO for $10 off an order of $100 or more. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/2/24. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall.
Oh, my pizza lovers. How are you?
I want to point something out. Timmy, I'm sorry I'm ignoring you.
Okay.
I'm focused on Tyvus right now.
Why are you focused on Tyvus?
Because Tyvus, here's my problem with Tyvus. Tyvis is one of these guys that announces every time he's going on a new diet.
Oh, yeah.
He announces it. He doesn't just do it. He announces it. And every single time he announces it, I walk out there and he's eating something. Today, he's stuffing his face with Raisin Cane's.
We love Raisin Cane's.
I got no problem with that. I want Tyvis to get fat. I want him to have his own reality show.
Why do you
want
my 500-pound Tyvis?
Look how fat this former Buckeye got.
It could be called playing weight.
Sure.
Because he's playing around
and it's
with
him,
his weight.
It's him and Dr. Now. Tyvis Powell, you need to lose 500 pounds.
Yeah.
Right? Where me and you drive Tyvis down to Houston in a van.
On a forklift. Yeah. We get him out of his place in a forklift.
I'm just saying, I want Tyvis to be happy.
Sturdy van.
Whatever happy is for him. Skinny happy, fat happy, medium happy.
Yeah.
I just want him to be happy.
I think happy Tyvis is picking up another 35 pounds.
You know? I think so too.
And then leveling off there. And well, he's a tall guy.
Well,
so
here's like
Beanie Wells is a thick dude, you know?
Hang, here's the thing though. Let's keep something in perspective. When I got married and my wife and I talked and I said, "Hey honey, you know, I'm putting on a little weight." She goes, "Honey, I don't care what you look like. I actually love you no matter what size, but
it's the right
you
answer.
As like
That's
a pudgier
nice.
You as like a pudgier guy is fine." And then I was like, "Great." And then 100 pounds later, she's like, "All right, I may have oversold this a bit." What I'm saying is Tyvis was told basically the same thing by his wife, and he was like, "Nope, I got to cut this out." I don't know if he's happy fat, because I'm like happy being fat.
What did you just say to me out there? You said I'm at peace.
Are you?
He was eating his Raisin Cane's,
looked
at me, he exhaled. He said, "I'm at peace."
But it's a good sandwich. If you want one, go and have one.
So Tyvis, I think we got to acknowledge that. When you come in, you're like, "I got to lose weight. I've got to lose 3 pounds. I got
to
be on." No.
Go to your happy
acknowledge
place,
Acknowledge that you're happier just not bothering with it.
Your happy place.
Your family's happier with
chunky.
You doing it. Yeah.
Chunky Tyvis is happy Tyvis.
That's happy right. place is 220, he says.
Well, what are we at now?
What are you
Can
at
he
now?
Ask? I don't know what he's at now. He could be
245.
No way.
It's never going to happen.
No, stop it. Stop it.
It's never going to happen, buddy.
You don't think he's 245?
No, I don't think he's 245.
You know, he may be, but he's not going back to 220.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's
he's
probably not going to happen,
Don't
Tyvis.
Look at me like, "You just ate chicken out there!"
What? There's nothing wrong with that.
There's it's nothing delicious. Wrong with it!
And
just
Tyvis
embrace
needs to
it.
Embrace it, yes!
He's trying to get a new sponsor, he said, if you can imagine what that might be.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to be one of the 19 people who are endorsed by the weight loss company around here?
Yes.
That's good. You should jump on that.
What's their limit for that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's great, though. I'm happy that everybody's losing
weight. Going to be pee-pees and weight loss.
Could I do the weight loss thing ever?
Why?
I know.
Timmy,
wouldn't be good.
You don't have any weight to lose.
I don't know if I could do it.
Listeners, I want you to know. Around here, whenever someone has a client that they want to advertise on the station that is about weight loss or baldness, there's one guy getting that email first, and it's always me. And Tim is sitting here with a full head of hair and like 3% body fat going, "You know, I wish I could get some of those endorsements." Yeah, I will trade you. We can trade. I will give you all this. I will take my hair. I will get your hair. I will give you my body weight, your body weight, and you can have the endorsements. Go right for it.
Do you pass on the weight loss stuff, though?
Yes.
Yeah, because you want to be happy.
Well, and I did one a long time ago. Not any of the ones now. Long time ago, and it's not for me. Wasn't for me, because I'm a weak man.
I did one many years ago. Many years ago. The company was called MetaFast.
Okay.
I don't know if they're still in business. But I had to drop out halfway through the endorsement because I hated it so much.
Yeah, was it just like a bunch of powder-based stuff?
It was like astronaut food. It tasted like dirt.
Yeah.
I actually started to go
strict,
in and
right?
cut the commercials and be like, "Hey, MetaFast tastes like dirt."
God. Do you remember way back when P90X came banging through the radio industry?
Absolutely.
Everybody had a P90X deal. All these radio hosts were lying through their teeth.
Oh, yeah.
This thing was like an hour to 90 minutes a day.
Well, that's why you get ripped.
But, I mean, it was insane. It was hardcore. There were no breaks for like an hour to 90 minutes. Like, you couldn't stop. These guys were doing like 350 pull-ups in a video. Who can do that?
See, we can't lie anymore. We're on YouTube.
Yeah.
People can see us.
Right.
It's like, man, I'm getting thinner. It's like, actually, you're getting fatter.
You've developed a third chin since I've started to watch you.
That's right.
All right, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
Coming up tonight, we'll talk about Tyvus's diet and see what he says about that. We've got some more explanations on what's going on with Marvin Harrison Jr. and his situation. And boy, oh boy, did Devere end it today? Little thing called You'll See. You'll have to listen.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone.
Well, man, an update from across the way. Currently in Italy, we know that Jason Stark, our guy, is enjoying his time in, you know, the old country for you. I know you're of Italian
descent.
It's
not his old country.
Well, it's the old country for people who are of Italian descent like you.
Yes.
Also in Italy, as we speak, Sticker Brad.
Who?
Sticker
Brad. Stupid Brad?
Stupid Brad. Sticker Brad is there. And I saw this tweet and I thought it would be something that everybody here would enjoy. He said, I'm in Rome and a local asked me where I was from. And I told him Ohio. He started freaking out and asked if I knew Hawthorne Heights or the Columbus Crew.
Nice.
Incredible. So I just want to point out, Hawthorne Heights and Columbus Crew, these are the things that apparently in Italy, one random guy in Rome asked Sticker Brad,
what
is going on, and said, oh my God, do you know Hawthorne Heights? Which I like. Do we do that when we go to Italy?
I don't know.
Like, oh, I'm in Milan. Do you know, like, the entire Milan soccer team, AC Milan, Inter Milan? Do you know either of those guys?
I'll tell you what, it's crazy. It's crazy the connections you can make out there. Do you remember when you told me about a couple of your friends who were going to Scotland, like that were Crew fans?
Yeah.
And then I wound up bumping into them
that was,
in Scotland.
That was pretty wild.
It's like the mall.
Come on. That was pretty wild.
It's like the mall. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And of course, they're wearing Crew shirts. And so then you just have like the quick Columbus chat. I'm like, my friend T-Bone said a couple of his buddies were going to be out here this month. And I'm like, yeah, that's us.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's stop-and-go traffic causing a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 670 between 5th Avenue and 315. And watch out for a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane on southbound 315 after Town Street. We've got another 10-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. New name, same flexible payments. Go to directauto.com for a free quote. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
This Action Update is brought to you by Tipico. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The NHL Final Four is set. Here are your updated odds to win the Stanley Cup. The Florida Panthers are the favorite at +235, followed closely by the Dallas Stars at +250. Edmonton is +275, and the New York Rangers come in at +380. Conference Final starts tomorrow for your Tipico Action Update. I'm Scotty Vegas.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening, everybody. Well, starting with baseball, the Guardians look for a fifth win in a row tonight as they host the Mets in the second of the three-game set. First pitch is just a handful of minutes away here at 6:10. Xavier Curry's on the mound for Cleveland. The Reds will also get underway this hour as they host the Padres in the first of a three-game series. First pitch in that one is at 6:40, and Drew Abbott is on the bump. Cincinnati's trying to snap their three-game skid. The conference finals get underway tonight in the NBA. It's game one of the East Finals between the Celtics and Pacers in Boston. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock. We'll have the game for you right here on The Fan with coverage starting at 8. And then tomorrow night, it's game one of the West Finals between the Timberwolves and Mavericks in Minnesota. The conference finals and the Stanley Cup playoffs will get started tomorrow night with game one of these finals between the Rangers and Panthers in New York. And Ohio State has extended women's hockey coach Nadine Musgrove through the 2028-29 season. The Buckeyes have won the national championship in two of the last three seasons. Breaking sports news.